United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. You know, it is 6 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and if you guys could see what happens here, like in a minute till, you would just blow your mind. I just thought I'd throw that out to you. I mean, I'm going to be very transparent, not White House transparent, but I'm going to be, you know, transparent.
Yeah, you got them on that one.
We walk in. And it looks like nothing is done, nothing's plugged in, no one's sitting down anywhere, and next thing I know, we're up, and we're on, and we want you to call in and talk to us. And it's open mic Monday, the number's 347-945-5229. So we want to hear what you have to say today. Jeff walked out on me. Matt's in the chat room, and he came in here, he sat down, and he was sitting across from me, and I was going black. He came in here with Browns gear on. You know.
Yeah.
Let me say this. If anybody wants to learn how to lose a game, call the Cleveland Browns.
Did Pittsburgh win their game yesterday?
I have no idea. I'll tell you.
Then don't talk noise till you know whether you're cute coach girl.
Listen, it's not about Cleveland winning or losing.
Oh yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You must understand.
Cleveland won.
Who won?
Cleveland. I'm Pittsburgh won.
Pittsburgh won?
Yeah. 37-27. Yeah.
37-27.
Yeah. They played against the Detroit Lions.
Well, the Detroit Lions was beating their behind all game.
Well, then they learned. Then they learned.
We're in trouble, man. That means we're tied for the bottom last race.
Hold on. Wait a minute, I got the wrong week. What week are we in? We're in week 13. No, we're in week 12. We're in week 11. Yeah, the Steelers beat. The Steelers won. Steelers played the Detroit Lions.
That's remarkable because I was sure counting on them to lose because they were down 7 points.
I can't help that because I heard the Browns was up by 20 when they went into the.
No, they were down by two. They were up by 13-0.
They were up by 13, and then they went and then go to the
bathroom
at halftime.
Before halftime. Yeah, way before halftime.
And so when they went, so by halftime had the other team scored?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. They
so they were up 13-0.
Yeah, I mean, this was just bad luck day because, I mean, nothing was happening right. And we just they didn't play bad ball, I mean, except the Ands still. The Ands were not doing very well. And they were dropping balls like, you know.
I heard there were interceptions going on here.
Well, I mean, the interceptions were we intercepted twice. Or we intercepted once or twice. And they intercepted twice. So, I mean, it really, the way the game went did not reflect how Cleveland really played, except for, like I said, the lost balls. We also fumbled at the wrong place, you know, and he got hit hard, too. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing this out here.
Well, then we're tied for last place with Pittsburgh then.
No, I mean, it's not about first or last. I mean,
yes, it is about first or last.
Listen, we're upset because we're last, but you guys are always last. So, you know, it's not you have to realize we're hurt because we don't know how to be at the bottom.
No,
we
just wanted to be ahead of you all. So now next week, that makes next week that much more. Having to, you know, be something to go on because we have to beat you all. If we don't beat you all, I mean, it's over for the year. I mean, it's done.
Well, you know what?
I think we can beat you all. See, we beat Detroit once already. So you know that there had to be something wrong to why,
yeah,
you know,
this
happened. Yeah,
let me tell you why it happened.
Yeah, tell me why.
It's called Cleveland. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Matt, your mic is on. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to help Jeff along, and he's not listening to me. You know, he knows too much about,
well,
I mean, I'm just trying to tell him.
You know, there's only so much that you can watch, you know, a Cleveland Browns game over, you know, a span of time, like decades. And when they start going back to the old Cleveland playbook where they start dinking and dunking and they're only throwing, you know, 3-4 yard passes and, you know, yeah, there were some drops. I mean, Gordon dropped some, Best dropped some, but you know what? You go right back to those guys. You just do. You go, you know what? You dropped it. Go on a 20-yard slant. I'm going to throw you the ball. You're going to catch. You got to get those guys back on the horse and get confidence. And you don't do that by throwing 3-4 yard passes well before the first down marker. You just don't. And that's the old Cleveland playbook. And you know, it's really disheartening watching the beginning of the season and watch. And don't get me wrong. I like Jason Campbell. I think he just doesn't have the experience to get the confidence back in a game. And that's where I think our other quarterback, which I temporarily forgot his name, I think that's
Hoyer.
Hoyer, thank you. I think that's where he capitalizes because he doesn't let those things get him down. He just goes at it, and he'll throw those 15, 20-yard pass plays, and a couple of those went against the play that was called, and it works. So you got to get these guys their confidence and get them the ball every single time, even if they drop it.
Okay. I
hear you, Matt, but I don't think that was the case. Cincinnati secondary was all over our guys yesterday. They didn't have a chance. And we'll see what the people are saying. But we'll see.
I don't know. I mean, I saw a couple where the camera came out, and I saw some of those plays. But I also saw plays where, you know, I saw Cameron wide open a bunch of times, and it wasn't in the. And I saw Gordon and Best take that secondary deep. So you had Cameron across the middle, but then they were just looking at a running back or a fullback situation to throw to. So really, I think that there was just lack of vision yesterday, or they were worried about the wind or something. I don't know.
Lack of vision.
Well, the wind was definitely a huge problem because you didn't see them do a whole lot of passing, but their running game was just so superior.
Who?
Pittsburgh. I mean, I keep saying Pittsburgh.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
I do not want to say that. Give me that other bag around there.
No, you can't have those.
Yeah, gotta have those.
You can't have those.
These are not good.
And I can't help that.
Yeah.
These are good.
Then give it up.
Can't give it up.
Give it up, baby.
Did you bring my ticket?
No. I ain't giving you nothing until you get that bag.
This is called
You
Bart.
Don't need tickets to get in anywhere, Miss.
You want a bag?
Mucky Muck.
Listen, I thought I was a Mucky Muck. I've been trying to get into the Mucky Muck, and they're like,
no, they
can't help it.
Nothing,
they let
nothing,
they
nothing.
I hate to do, you know, I hate to be like, you know.
Where is it at?
I don't know.
No,
I mean, I've called the highest of the high of the ranking of the people, and they keep on telling me no. I don't understand the word no. What does that mean?
I don't either. I don't settle for no. You know?
I don't know what no means. What can you?
Oh, very
Matt,
well.
What,
thank you.
Hey, Diva, what does no mean?
Oh.
Huh?
I have to make a bring Diva up.
I just want to say. Jeff, you and all your regular little clowns, fans, and whatever was just talking about us being in the basement and everything and last place,
okay.
But we're number two in the AFC North, and y'all last. So Jeff,
you're
we started from the bottom, now we're here.
So Baltimore lost yesterday.
Don't matter. Y'all still in fourth place. And we're in second.
No. Let's not go there too fast now. Baltimore lost.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
Ravens,
but y'all won one, two
lost
games. And, oh, y'all was screaming. Pittsburgh in the basement.
Hey.
Pittsburgh in the basement. I told you
I was going to have as much fun as long as I could.
Well, I guess your fun is over, buddy.
And I did. Well, you know, we got what we got here, you know. So we'll just see. I'm still counting on my next week win.
Y'all get on my nerves.
I'm still counting on my next week win.
Y'all was acting like y'all won the Super Bowl or championship ring or something.
Wait a minute,
Diva.
I have to give Diva a 6-month reprieve from getting blocked on Facebook. And I was going to put it on Facebook, and I am still going to. I just haven't had time.
What is it?
Cause
is it cold over here?
Yeah, it's chilly.
Okay.
Because I was answering stupid posts on my Facebook or deleting them.
Oh, man.
But she shut down.
Chairman of
Wait a minute. Let me give you his title. The Lion of Lebanon, the Mahoning County Chair, Democratic Chair.
Did she shut him down?
What's his name?
Dave Beatrice.
Mr. David Beatrice.
Diva, what is she?
Shut David Beatrice down, so no matter what she says on my account, I can't block her for 6 months because she did an excellent job. Huh?
My only 6 months.
I can only give Diva 6 months. I can't take it after that. I'd be going. y'all be getting me out of out of the East Wing of St. Elizabeth Hospital.
I don't know him personally.
You don't have to.
I am wondering why everybody was like, I shut him down. I'm just thinking, I guess he doesn't engage on Facebook or he doesn't engage in dialogue.
Yes, he does engage on Facebook.
He engages and then
he engages, you
blocked my boy into a corner, didn't you?
Yeah, she did. She shut him down. And you don't understand.
She had no idea what was going on here.
You blocked him
into a corner.
He couldn't say nothing to what you said. And that's why he shut up, because notice he came right back when I told him, well, I said, I would love to have you here, you know, because I more or less had some fun with the congressman a long time ago when the health care law was first getting voted on. And he was a little upset, and his people pulled him out the room. Remember,
yes.
Remember when we questioned him down? Well, at least me and Ben did.
You know, what am I going to do with you guys?
We kind of killed him.
Diva, did you mess with my buddy?
She killed him.
Diva.
I didn't know that was y'all buddy.
They sit on the board
Sorry?
Of directors together.
You
what
have
are you talking
I mean,
about?
You, listen, I know I'm a Republican.
Oh, my gosh, now he's going to be talking about me, too. Mike.
I ease up.
He ain't going to bother you.
At least I ease up on the people. You just, like, throw them under the bus and roll over them. What's up,
no,
Diva?
No, because he came back with a dumb reply as if he never lived in Youngstown or he don't know what's going on. Or he came back with a dumb reply like I'm stupid. Anybody who's lived in inner city and, it's just too much. I'm just tired of the bull crap. And he came back with a dumb reply and I couldn't help it. He made me mad.
I'm going to have him on, Diva. Based upon your conversation and based upon your conversation, I'm gonna talk to him Wednesday morning to see if I can nail him down to a date to have him come on and talk.
I surely will. Make sure you let me know. I surely will call in and ask him my questions again because he didn't answer any of my questions really. So
he couldn't answer them. Because that's what the questions I've been asking them for years.
I mean, it was the same. I mean, wasn't a new question.
Well, I guess it's different coming from a staunch Democrat, and I mean, no
absolutely.
One can question my
especially
credit
in 2013.
Because you know what, Diva? Y'all supposed to stay in line, girl.
But you know,
I ain't supposed to get out of line.
Let me say
you
this.
Get out of line.
No,
we throws you out the party.
No, let me say this. Let me say this.
What?
I had a conversation last night. I was on a show out of Cleveland last night. Called The Avenue. And I was talking about politics and race and society and, you know, doing what I do. I didn't say anything you hadn't heard me say here.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at this, and we have to cut this, like, party line. All people think that what everybody has their issues, and everybody is susceptible to becoming either being ignorant, being racist, being prejudiced. But it's not a whole lump of people. And we are losing in America because we keep on lumping into one lump. I'm not going to – some of my closest friends are Democrats. And they're not all stupid. And some of my closest friends are Republican, and they're not all bright.
Mm-mm.
Some of my closest friends are white, and they're not all prejudiced. And some of my closest friends are black, and they are prejudiced. And I'm just being real about this. And
I wasn't allowed to say that yesterday. One of our good friends called me absurd and stupid about what, because I said
they called you stupid, Jeff?
Mm.
You know, at least somebody called you stupid, because you know you usually call other people stupid. So I guess
I get called stupid all the time.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
So oh, he gets called some names on his Facebook page. I'm not even gonna lie.
Thank you. Thank
you. Don't give wrong. Y'all friends, so that's that of friends bickering.
Well, you know,
speaking
okay.
of bickering, before the day is out,
everyone faces challenges.
Hold on, gotta be. I'll be right back.
Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit. For those who need inpatient care, Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision. State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies. If we just had more, paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and I'm sitting in the studio with both Sticks and Jeff now, and it's Open Mic Monday, and so we want to hear from you. Diva's on the line, and I said we were talking about, having rifts within people and families and friends and all that, and I got to talk about the Chaneys if you want to talk about a little rift.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Because I hear she's getting her clock cleaned out there.
Cool.
Chaney.
What do you mean she's getting her clock cleaned?
She's running for Senate.
Yeah.
And she's not doing that well.
Okay. Well.
You can need to turn your mic up.
Number three.
And, but I guess her sister, they asked the sister a question over the weekend. And Chaney is the daughter of Dick Chaney, the former vice president. And I guess they asked her a question in reference to, you know, how she felt about, you know, same-sex marriages, and she said, you know, she was not in favor of it, and her sister went off. She said, well, she came to my wedding, and she said that, you know, she said that she was going to, you know, she was happy for me and all that. I can be happy for you, and I can be supportive of you, and I can love you even if I don't like what you do. I mean, isn't
right.
that, can, I mean,
yeah.
don't, can't that happen? Hey,
yeah.
Diva and Matt, your mics are up. I mean, seriously, can I be happy for you because I'm happy for you, even if I don't agree. Can I be and not agree with you?
Sure, you can.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
So why are you beating me up if I do? So right now, her sister's mad because she came out and said she's still not in line with same-sex marriages. So her sister is mad at her because she's not in favor of same-sex marriages, even though she supported her for her wedding, and she came, and she said she loved her, and she said that, you know, she supported her.
The sister wants affirmation. And she's not getting affirmation, so she's not happy.
She came to the wedding.
Yeah, but we've had this discussion before. Not only do you want me to come to your wedding.
I wouldn't have gone.
You want me to tell you that I fully agree with what you're doing.
I can't do that.
I can't either.
And so why is I'm on the other side of history if I disagree with what you do? I'm on the other side of history with Shaqin. I don't think anybody should be living with somebody unless they're married.
Right.
Look at what happened down, I think, in Florida. The young man had a 10-year live-in girlfriend, had a baby with the girlfriend.
Not only that, they were running a store together.
Yeah, won the lotto for some extra $100 million,
yeah.
Of crazy, $380 million,
I think.
Something like that?
Yeah. Wow. I think it was 150-something after
And he
passed.
Dumped her, and she can't get none. And they said she wasn't a wife. I mean, your mics are on, guys.
I heard there's no common law in Ohio either anymore.
There's not. But still, I mean, if you want me, you'll marry me. If you want me to stay. Oh, that's not the song. Okay. But, I mean, seriously, why buy the cow when you can get the milk free?
Well, I agree.
But just because you do it doesn't mean I got to agree with it. I mean, am I wrong? Hey, 540, your mic is on.
Yeah, is that me, Tracy?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you and Jeff and Styx doing today? Beautiful sunny day.
We're great. It's a great
Excellent.
Day.
Hey, just a brief comment I'd like to make about the interview they had on yesterday about Miss Chaney and her sister's differing opinions. For me, as a conservative, what I see there is the typical problem with a liberal point of view, that they are very intolerant of anyone who does not totally embrace their position. They are not willing to take the stand that you and Jeff has just espoused, and I struggle with it at times myself. I have to be candid about that. But the fact that we can love people in spite of how they behave, long as it's not detrimental to us personally or someone close to us, we can at least, as conservatives, give them the opportunity to act out in a way that may even be short of a violation of a law, but as long as they're exercising their right to freedom which, again, that falls into the certain restraints of government and laws that are on the books, then we allow them to do that. We just don't agree with it. And I forget the word you used, but it was an appropriate word about how to respond to that. But isn't it interesting when we watch those people who so broadly point out that they are liberal and that everybody has their rights, until it comes to something that they perceive to be inappropriate?
I don't understand how tolerance has now become acceptance.
Well, see, they're only tolerant as long as it's in a total and abject agreement to what they want. The minute that we take our right to public and private and personal freedom of speech, then they want to step in and say, oh, no, you can't say that because it's not politically correct. They're placing political correctness above the constitutional rights that we all have to freedom of speech. And I find that so disingenuous that, it, to me, it completely negates any kind of a positive that they might have as far as their approach to life.
Wow.
Wow.
I agree. I hear that in everything. I was talking to somebody the other day, and when I look at this, look at conversations now. People are really afraid to say too much of anything, anywhere, about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to be politically correct everywhere, and there's no way that you can be politically correct everywhere. It just doesn't – I'm sorry.
Well, Tracy,
just this morning on another talk show that ends about noon here in Youngstown, the host played an excerpt of the speech that Dr. Ben Carson made at the President's prayer breakfast in Washington this year. And near the end, he took a stand against politically correct speaking. And I thought it was an excellent point of view, and especially coming from a very conservative point of view and a gentleman who I highly respect. And by the way, I don't believe there's any tickets left, but Ben Carson is in Youngstown tonight to speak at the Powers Auditorium. If someone should want to hear that and has an opportunity to pick up a ticket, and you have to have a ticket to get in, I would highly recommend, for the first time in Youngstown, having a black conservative come and share his points of view. I think the man is not only intelligent, gifted, but extremely well-respected. That being said, he made a comment in front of the president, and I watched this speech on C-SPAN once. And he and the vice president sat there rolling their eyes back in their heads as Ben Carson said, the biggest problem with political correctness in speaking is the fact that it's the same type of thing that they tried to do when they prevented blacks from being able to get educated. Political correct speaking has a tendency to completely suppress free thinking. And that's the one thing that this current administration, and not just them, I mean, it's been coming for years, they fear freedom of speech because it brings ideas into the marketplace, which they do everything possible to suppress. And that's just a point of view that I believe wholeheartedly in.
You know I'm going to make you pay for that Ben Carson commercial.
Oh, thank you.
Got tickets, if somebody needs another one, call me.
Say that again. What did you say?
I said the check is in the mail. It's another one of Obama's promises. It's a check. The check's in the mail, sweetheart.
No. So it's like one of those things when you say if I like my health care, I can keep it.
Right. Right.
Okay,
well,
just making sure.
I got to check out for a while. I'll try to keep listening, but I won't be able to have any comments.
Well, listen, I appreciate you, and thanks for calling in. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Any comments on what he just said?
Well, he's right. I mean, this political correctness thing is going to kill us. Because if we can't have an honest conversation because somebody's going to get all bent out of shape. I just heard there's a school district that's going to do away with their toy giveaway because they got a letter from some atheist group. They were doing Operation Christmas Child. And to say all the atheist group had to do was send this school district a letter saying we're going to sue you, and they canceled it. So now you've got poor kids all over the place that aren't going to get any toys.
They don't need no toys.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing.
I'm a Grinch.
Yeah, I'm not a Grinch.
I'm not a Grinch.
You know, I love this. And here it is. The left always wants to say, you can't legislate morality. Well, what the hell? You're legislating immorality.
Well, wait a minute. I said something.
Well, now wait. Go ahead.
It's okay to screw another man in his behind, and it's okay for women to bump up against each other. I'm putting it in those terms. Thank you. And so
be
now,
nice, Jeff.
I'm being nice.
Be nice.
Okay, this is nice. It's okay for you to.
No. Listen.
Whose phone is that on the counter?
You know, I can't.
That's legalized now.
But then
you know they're going for the.
For the what? shut it down, Jeff. You can't do both.
But we wouldn't have to worry about all of these things and such things as political correctness if people would just have common sense. There's some things you just shouldn't say, certain things
you mean like the left? You mean like the left?
It's on both sides.
Yeah, hold on.
The left does it, right does it, the middle does it too. Everyone does it.
Steve, it's common
Everyone
sense
does
is not
it.
Common
when we,
anymore.
And we get in an uproar on either side when we hear someone say, I mean, this stuff about the left that I'm starting to see now, I'm like, y'all making me lose my mind because y'all were no different when George Bush was in office. Some of the stuff that is going on with President Obama, I don't agree because it's going too far.
That is completely untrue. When George Bush was in office, especially the last 2 years of his presidency, the right was all over him. All over
What
him.
Are you talking about? Again, you misconstrued what I said. I said the left was doing to George Bush what the right is doing to President Obama. Some stuff that is going on now is just a little too much with President Obama that didn't happen under George Bush. But people do it. I don't tend to do it. I try to be as careful as I can when it comes to saying things to people because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings on purpose. Or just to be insensitive to people. And I think sensitivity goes a long way, and some people feel they don't have to, and they shouldn't have to, and they use the Constitution as an excuse.
But people are people, and the problem is we've turned people into something different. 216, your mic is on.
Oh, thanks. Hello, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Feel good? Good.
I'm good.
So last night my daughter was watching the Teen Nick Awards, I think it's called, Teen Nick Awards. It's like an award show for kids, you know, music and music stars and television stars, movie stars.
Molly Cyrus.
Right in the middle of it, they had a special award. I think they call it the Halo Award. It was a special award, and they did probably a 15-minute piece, and it was on a transgender teenager. It was a girl who turned into a boy. And, you know, it was all about tolerance and anti-bullying, and he or she, you know, was winning these awards, and they made a big, big deal out of it. And I'm thinking, why does this bother me? You know, that something was wrong about it, but I can't put my – why, though? Why, in your opinion, and I respect all your opinions, why is that wrong? It seemed wrong. Why is this on television, a show for kids? But if I want to argue with people, I don't know what to say to them. Why is that? Why is that wrong? Why, you know, the tolerance wrong and the anti-bullying wrong?
Tolerance is not acceptance. Tolerance is I agree to disagree. That's what tolerance means. We've turned the definition of tolerance, just like we turned the definition of gay, into something else. Gay used to be happy. Remember the Flintstones?
Yeah.
We'll have a gay old time. Well, that's gone now.
Yep.
So tolerance used to be respect for things that I disagree with. Tolerance did not mean I had to accept what you did. Now we've come to the place where we're going to teach people that this is how it is, and if you're not on this side, you're on the wrong side of history, you're on the wrong side of normal, because this is the new normal, and so anything that was normal is now abnormal. And anything that was abnormal is now normal. So if people tend to do whatever they choose to do, that's up to them. What's happening is they're trying to change my mind because they call it tolerance, and that's not tolerance, that's acceptance.
Well, 216, you said this is a kid show, right?
It was a kid's show. Oh, yeah, it was a teenager. Teenagers.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, my problem is with the way we're sexualizing children. If it was a kid's program, why are we talking about – why is that kind of stuff even being brought up?
Right. I mean, but it wasn't sexual, though. It was just, you know, it was about Tyler, how she felt like she was a boy, and she's cheering. And her parents were there cheering, and her sisters,
and
everybody was so
not
supportive. And
Hold on, Diva, wait a minute. If somebody's child comes in and he wants to be a boy, I went to a place the other day and bought some makeup, and the young man who waited on me was in full makeup, better than my makeup, with full lipstick and heels, and I was just as courteous to him as I would have been to if he had on no makeup or if another woman had been waiting on me. I held conversation with him, and I treated him with respect, even though I did not agree with anything, how he looked, what he wore, or where he was, because I've learned to respect the person, not the lifestyle. And we have gotten, because of our prejudice and because of our bigotry in this country, and because we don't want to address things, we want to make everybody live in these rose-colored glasses, and you can't. I need to accept you for who you are, even if I disagree with how you become. And we need to teach our children how to respect people for people. But, heck, our children don't respect their parents.
But
if you want to talk about tolerance.
And the other side of the coin is the people that we don't agree with shouldn't be trying to force us to agree with them either.
We don't
As long as you treat people with respect and decency, you don't have to agree with somebody. And so nobody should force me into agreeing with them.
But this whole thing would have never came about where we would be fighting for gay marriage if people were allowed to just do what they wanted to do instead of a consensual relationship. No, as far as having a union,
Diva, listen, you have to understand. They were not a union was not going to do it all. You need affirmation in your life.
Well, yeah, I agree. Now affirmation because
it's not about civil union.
And
her spouse could have just said, "Look, me and my sister agree to disagree. You know, she has her point of view. I don't."
Diva,
yeah, I agree
sweetheart.
That it is
no,
becoming
no,
so much more.
To,
this is like the chicken coming home to roost.
But guess what? We have allowed it, and the president was the poster boy for it. And then we wonder what's wrong with this country. Let's go back to the abortion issue. Let's go back to the shacking issue. Let's go to divorce, how easy we've made it for people to get divorced, to walk in and to walk out. Look how we've made it easier for people to abandon their children.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken responsibility out of the hands of people and put it into a system's hands. And then we wonder what's wrong. Look at our education system. We talk about being tolerant and being respectful. We don't respect authority in no way, shape, or form.
There was a story that came out. I read a post on Facebook where there was a waitress at a restaurant, and she's a lesbian, and she received a note on the back of the receipt that says she was not going to receive a tip because she's gay and they didn't agree with her lifestyle. So they didn't leave her a tip because
Diva, can I ask
like
you a question? Diva, no. Listen. The question that I have is, how in the world did you know she was a lesbian unless you asked her or she came up and told you?
I guess the woman judged her by her. She said from the haircut, by your haircut,
Diva,
and she judged
Diva,
by her look.
How in the world? Listen to what I'm saying. How in the world do you know who I'm sleeping with if I slept with the person with the doors closed and the blinds shut?
Come on,
crazy.
Sometimes you can get an idea.
No. Because I've known some women and some men. I know some men who are effeminate.
Yes.
Who are not gay, and if they look like they need to be gay and they're not gay. And if they are gay, they way up in the closet. It's total denial. But however, I know some women that are.
The waitress didn't deny it. She never denied
it. But
that's
not the point. How did they know she was gay?
I don't know how they know. They judged her that way.
They didn't.
They judged her correctly.
That was a fake story, Diva. They got you with a fake story to prove their point.
Jeff, it might have been fake. It might have been real. But my understanding is what you do in your bedroom with closed doors is your bedroom with closed doors.
Right.
But when you bring your bedroom to the street, that's the problem that we have. And the problem that we have is we keep on bringing people's bedrooms into the forefront, into the street. And we no longer have respect. We don't respect our children. Why do children see men and women going in and out of mommy's house and daddy's house that they're not married to, and they walking in on their parents? Come on now. That's lack of respect for our own children. That's not tolerance. And then we wonder why we don't respect people in the marketplace and in the street.
So, Tracy, do you think it was okay for this television show to air that? And if you don't think it was okay, why was it not okay?
What they should have done, listen, they do what they call micro-targeting. Micro-targeting is you know who's watching. There are some places and some forums where they need to have conversations about bullying and people's choice of lifestyles and how to handle it. Putting it in the middle of an award show is nothing but trying what you call socialization in the media area so that they can normalize it. What they're doing What they're doing is they're indoctrinating our young people by showing them a normalcy of it, showing them the lifestyle that comes with it so that they have socialization. They call it socializing.
Why are you having this viewpoint showing tolerance? Because unless a child understands that there are teenagers out there with a struggle, they will not understand it, and they will not be tolerant
not
of that
true.
Person if
not
they come across that person.
Not true. Not true.
Yeah, that is true because some parents don't have these
true.
Type of conversations with their kids.
Oh, listen to me. Diva, we need to make sure that we do it one at a time so that you don't have a dialogue.
Yeah, and listen, what you're saying is not true, first of all. Okay, the situation is this. What are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, I can't hear. Okay, I have nieces and nephews, all who have no disrespect toward gay people. Turn it up, too, please, sir. I can't hear anything. There you go. Thank you. And no disrespect to any kind of gay people, although we as born-again Christians and a family that has been in ministry, et cetera, to people that are gay, lesbian, all of this other stuff, they have no disrespect because we don't disrespect people, period. Okay? So the point is this. We teach our people not to tolerate this stuff, but people deal with what they deal with, and they deal with it because it's spiritual. We all have to deal with whatever we all deal with. You don't judge anybody like that and dog them for what they do. But you can disagree with what they do and how they do it.
And the problem is we haven't taught respect. And 216, you asked me, was it wrong to be in there? Yes, because you put it into a place of entertainment, not a place of information.
But sometimes those avenues...
Diva, I directed it to 216 because he asked me a direct question. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah, it does. That's probably why I didn't feel good about it. It didn't seem right.
If you're watching a music award, and it's like Molly Cyrus.
Miley.
Whatever her name is.
Miley.
Whatever. The chick that looks like a moose. For her to, if you're watching an award program which is supposed to be family friendly, and no matter what my belief system is, if I'm watching this program, then I should be able to watch that program and not have to ask my daughter to cover her eyes or to see something that I would not want my child to see, and her twerking whatever it is all over Robin Thicke. Stripping off her clothes, looking like a teddy bear, is inappropriate in a family-friendly environment. Now, if
when
I was watching,
program ever been family-friendly?
When it first started out with family,
I'm
using her as an example.
Did it come with a warning?
Parental guidance warning?
No, it did not.
It
no.
was on prime
the music,
time.
Correct. They promote on MTV.
FEMA, I don't care what it is. Yeah. What I'm talking about is what actually happens. If it's family friendly, it's supposed to be family friendly. But don't make it to where it's family friendly and then you come in there and rip off your clothes. You in there, yeah, and when Madonna and Britney Spears were tongue kissing in the middle of the show, all that stuff has happened over the years. It's still not good if it's supposed to be family friendly.
MTV
so
is not supposed to be family friendly in most
Diva,
of their programming, and MTV Awards is not geared.
Sweetheart, it's supposed, listen, Diva, it has evolved into not being family friendly.
It's never
but
been
I'm
family old. Friendly.
Diva, you ain't old enough to tell me it ain't never been family friendly.
But
I watch it with everybody.
MTV is about the same age as me, Tracy. It has
I know,
never
you
been
were born when it started.
Family.
And when, listen, and I, when, I, when it started, when you came on, they didn't have people that looked like you on it. So don't you can't tell me
I
Michael Jackson
that.
Was
I'm
not family friendly.
That, but they've still never been family friendly either. With
you
Madonna,
know what?
I'm not going to have Matt,
is,
go ahead.
This is going to kind of make me feel dirty, but yeah, I actually agree with Diva there. I don't think MTV, I mean, you got to understand who was coming out on MTV and what they were doing. It was the 70s hair or the 80s hair bands that were out there in real tight outfits with, you know, and things were pretty visible to see. There was a lot of kissing girls and doing things under the stage. I have
everybody,
to agree with Diva on
every
that.
Girl on that age grew up wanting to be a video.
Yeah.
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 They wanted a star in their
I
own
didn't see
music
all that.
Video.
I just didn't. I just saw a bunch of crazy white folks screaming, and they changed their music and made money.
That's because you was watching BET
guitar
or something.
Based, it
MTV
was guitar-based
never
rock
been...
and roll is what it was when it started.
What?
It was yeah. guitar-based rock and roll is
and
what
it was
pretty, when it
started. Pretty doggone good,
but,
too.
No,
oh, yeah.
Sex was
ZZ
a
Top?
Was a pusher. With
they were
that.
Very suggestive. That's the
one
ZZ
at a time,
Top
Diva.
Feel.
Diva.
She got
Diva.
Legs.
Sweetie. Diva, listen, one at a time. You cannot – there's seven people in here. We can't do that. That's not nice.
And by the way, you were talking about somebody had a moose.
Yeah,
a moose.
Miley Cyrus. She looked like a moose.
She looked
but
like.
But I got to go back because Matt was saying something, and Diva was talking on top of me.
You sure it wasn't Michelle Obama you were talking about?
No.
No? Wait.
Okay. go ahead, Matt.
I was just saying, it wasn't like it is today, okay? You didn't have, like, what you were talking about with Britney Spears, Madonna, tongue, because you didn't have that, but it was sexually suggestive to the extreme that it was allowed on TV. They pushed those boundaries on MTV. That's what they did. That's how they started.
Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Here at Pet...
WSOMAM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the MTV, and I'm going to have to, I hate saying this, but I got to agree with Diva. It is not, they've been dirty for a long time. No, honest to God. If you remember, like David Lee Roth, all his on all his videos, he had girls that were almost naked. Like,
teacher,
I'm just a gigolo.
California girls.
Mm-hmm. The California girls, hot for teacher. There was a bunch of that stuff going on. I mean, that's what schoolboys were, they were dialing into that
what?
Just for that.
Yeah,
and I have to agree with her.
ZZ Top girls, yeah. The legs video.
Well, you know what? Why don't we just agree that MTV was adult entertainment aimed at children?
Yeah,
no, that's true.
I gotta smack myself in the face for agreeing with her, but
I did the same thing.
Dang.
It makes you feel dirty. You know, also you got to look at, like, Twisted Sister had stuff on there where it was talking about not listening to your teachers and walking out of the classroom and trashing the school. Yeah, there was a lot of that stuff on MTV.
We're not
in the very beginning.
Gonna take
it. Oh, yeah.
I remember Kaja Gugu when I started with disco. I was with disco. You know, they was doing, you know, Kaja Gugu and the Red Hat people.
Oh, Devo from they were from Akron.
Yeah, was from Akron. Yeah,
I gotta go take a break again. I'll be right back.
WSOM Salem Youngstown Warren the home.
440, you still there?
I'm still there. I can't believe I agreed with Diva on this one. that was going on from the inception, and there's just no doubt about it. I mean, they targeted those doggone 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old boys. That's all that was. And you know what? It worked.
It did work. And that was, you know, I agree with the argument that she's making that it's not like today, you know, it's not as bad. But back in the day, it was, even today, it's still suggestive. You saw something like, it wasn't family-oriented for sure.
You see that doggone video, the California girls, they were wearing thong bikinis. It was pretty doggone close. It wasn't, how can I put it, they were dancing, but it wasn't real too suggestive. Now it's just, they're dirty. they're dirty. That's
well,
all.
Well, yeah.
There is
I mean, MTV doesn't even play videos anymore. That's what's funny about it. It's all about what do you call it, reality television, and it does go to the extreme. I remember on the weekends, and this was what 3 or 4 years ago, they had that Real Sex show. I don't know if they still have it or not, but I mean, there was nudity and all kinds of things on that showing sex parties and stuff at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah. I think they have on all the MTV stuff is being replayed over on VH1. I think the old stuff like that.
VH1 is the VH1 classics and all that they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. You got it right. I wasn't real sure on that. I noticed that once in a while I've gone through there. So there's an oldie. Yeah. So. Yep.
I'm actually going to go see I'm going to Cinemark tonight to go see the new Rush DVD that they put out. They're playing it in theaters now. I'm all excited about it.
I've never liked them. Don't ask me why. I never liked them.
You either love them or you hate them. Rush has been, as a musician, which I am, Rush has been probably the most influential band on me. They've never done anything. You know, they don't have any bad press. There's nothing bad about them. No swearing, no drugs, even though there's tons of drugs at the concerts. But, you know,
I cannot play any instrument. I cannot sing, draw. I cannot do anything that requires any talent or art. So, and I'm envious of the people that do. I can't even play a doggone comb with the paper over it. Remember doing that?
Yeah, I do. I haven't done that since I was like 7.
Yes.
I can tell you this.
Do that.
I'm going to be doing it at the end of the show, though.
do that, will you? Tell them it came from me. I can't really stay on all that long because of the... You know the stuff that I do, so I kind of bounce in and out. That's why you see me. One time I'm on, next time I'm not. So.
Right, I got to go find a comb now and try to remember how it works.
Yeah, I think you bend it over the one. Yeah, you know, you'll remember.
Yeah, I think
you'll freak them suckers out when you do that.
I'm going to wait till she comes back from break, like after 2 o'clock, and I'm just going to start doing it right over the radio. She'll hang up on me.
So, where are you located at? Blue, who am I talking to?
This is Matt. You're from, where the hell were you from? You're from Amish country over there in by Geneva, right?
I'm in Jog County.
Oh, okay.
Right now, yeah. Yeah, right around the Middlefield, Burton area. That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just north of Akron. I live in Stowe.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. Some of the reasons I gotta get off the phone is that I travel around that Jog County area, and sometimes I'll lose her, and sometimes I won't. So I gotta pick my spots. So.
Yeah, I'm sure she understands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She sees. I key her off in about 30 seconds. She's got that attitude, and I says, "Well," and she's finally realizing it now. You know, I'll come on there and and poke her with a stick a little bit. Now it's getting a little bit harder, but boy, I tell you, at the beginning, I could piss her off in about 15 seconds, and it's like, oh my God.
You know what's funny about Tracy is she's good at turning it around too. I don't know if she's ever done it to you. She's done it to me a couple times.
She's done it to me. So yeah, and I told her and another guest on Friday. She had some guest there.
Mm-hmm.
I told her the same thing. I said, yeah, I poke sticks at her and she does it to me. And she said, well, that's my job. So
Gracie Winbush.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends. And it's open mic Monday. It is 6 minutes after the hour. It's 1 o'clock. And I'm sorry about that. I had run up against a break and didn't take it. And then I needed to take it before the break. And there was a short little break in between. So, you know, Carla. Pardon me?
We have to pay the bills.
Yeah, but I paid them bad. That was bad, bad bills. Bad, bad paying the bills. It's like paying the bills late.
Show me a good bill.
Who?
Show me a good bill.
Oh, they're a good bill.
And don't say Clinton.
It's Bill Clinton.
That's really not a good
bill. Bill Clinton's gearing up for 2016.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're separating themselves from Barack Obama. I'm trying.
Yep.
I read something earlier.
Benghazi got him.
No. I read something else. I got to find it. I read something about John Kerry defies the White House.
John Kerry? The French-speaking John Kerry.
I cannot believe that John Kerry went against the White House on anything. If he did, then it's a fix.
It says that John Kerry, Secretary of State, does not agree with Obama's team, especially Susan Rice, on how to deal with Egypt.
Well, I don't believe it. Susan Rice is the big people that take control of everything in the White House.
There you go, y'all.
John Kerry.
That's Obama's
richer than Dick Tracy's
That's
half
Obama's band. Girlfriend.
Who is that? Hello?
I don't know who that was. That's
Obama's squeeze, Susan Rice. Of course.
Oh, I bet you.
No.
That ain't his name.
Yeah.
Valerie Jarrett.
Ooh.
Yeah, Valerie Jarrett is
Susan Rice. There's a lot of rumors running around about the president and Valerie Jarrett.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
no, don't rumor that.
No, I don't believe those rumors.
Right.
I believe the one that they got on.
I believe Pastor Manning's rumors.
Yes,
Pastor,
I do.
Pastor Manning special.
What's that one?
He says, I want some of that skinny stuff.
Pastor Manning, I've been trying to get him for a long time.
In the language of black folks, he wanted him a light-skinned girl.
Skinned it.
Yes.
No, skinned it.
Damn.
No, not Susan Rice, but I just know the show.
Valerie Jarrett.
She lighted in Susan Rice?
Valerie Jarrett runs the White House.
Well, she runs the White House.
Okay. Who's the girl that he said was pretty and got in trouble for it?
She was attorney general in California.
Yeah.
And I agree.
And she was bad.
That's one place where I'm like, well, the president.
Was just stupid. Well, why can't the man say the girl look good? What's wrong with saying? Because other people don't look that good?
That's correct.
That's political correctness gone awry again.
There we go.
I am on the same page.
I do not care. If the girl look good, she look good. If she look terrible, she look terrible.
You know,
I'm on the same page.
Listen, all you A personalities, y'all, Sticks, go ahead. What'd you say?
I'm not an A personality.
I said that's our
what
political correctness going awry.
Yeah.
Hey,
you can't
Debbie
compliment a woman,
a change
when you
up.
Can't compliment an attractive woman, something's wrong with the whole society.
For you agree, huh?
I say Debbie Wasserman too for a change up. That's
you know what? Now I really got in trouble the other day because my wife got all over me about that one. Saying how she did not think Debbie Wasserman was a pretty girl, this, that, and other.
I think
she is. I think she looks like a light-skinned, skinny did, like you said, skinny black girl.
No, she doesn't.
She is very sexy.
I hope you are joking.
You didn't call out.
Debbie Wasserman, so she's my girl and all. I like her. And, yeah, I thought she was mixed, and I was confused by the last names. But she is not pretty. Not even when she tried to straighten her hair, she's not pretty. And I hate saying that because I don't like
her hair.
What does
hair have to do with it?
Because you can do certain things to make it look a certain way. Listen, she's
they were talking about her hair, and she tried to straighten it.
Do you remember
to make
the
home
player?
The girl on the front cover?
Yeah,
but Diva's talking, too.
Well, they got to wait. She talked a lot already.
I know, but she's still talking.
I can't block her for 6 whole months.
But you're still talking, and you're talking at the same time, and we're all confused.
Diva, stop, and leave me alone about texting and driving, too. Anyway.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, you didn't make that mistake and call out Debbie's name while...
What you thought I said? What's my name, Debbie?
No joke. I made that mistake. I made that
visual.
Very
diva.
When I was mad, I was angry, and I was in an argument with my current girlfriend, and I called her my ex-wife's name.
Fancy, that's
And she was even more mad, but I got out of it. I said, I'm so used to being mad about my ex. That's why.
That's why you do.
I never fight with that.
Well, that's the truth.
So that's what I said.
Well, that was the truth.
Yeah.
Because you'll do that.
It still cost me dinner and a movie.
It'll cost you more than that. You get a black
dinner
woman.
Dinner and a movie.
You can't call
somebody. I can't say the rest of that.
No, Jeff.
Wait a minute. Well, why?
You call another woman, a black woman, another woman's name?
Mm-hmm. If I call you Oprah.
Are you going to be
in
trouble?
That ain't a black thing?
No.
No.
That ain't a black thing?
I guarantee you. You don't want to tell that hillbilly girl I'm married to. Don't want to call her by anybody else's name either.
Because that can get you killed. You've been sleeping on the couch a long time for that one.
On the couch?
Absolutely.
Couch.
On the couch?
On the couch.
I've seen a guy get knocked out with the thing on the stove, the eye of the stove, the little cast iron ones. He called his girlfriend by another woman's name. They got an argument. He called her by another woman's name. She knocked him out with it.
Oh my God!
No.
Y'all are so violent.
We can't help it. You can't call somebody
y'all
else.
Women.
Not even in an argument. You can't even have another woman on your mind.
You can't
even think about another woman. And when you got another,
I guess that's just a testament to the girl I'm dating. She's very even killed.
That ain't even killed. She's crazy.
No, I think she's very.
She puts up with you.
Nothing to put up with.
All of us are something to put up with, but
I'm just a radical right gunslinging.
She puts up with you.
What?
She puts up with you.
I'm an angel. What do I do?
You know, Lucifer was an angel at one time, too.
Yeah, he had a good voice, too. So do I.
And the point is, I'm going to change the channel. Speaking of which, somebody mentioned Oprah. Did you hear that Oprah and Rush had a... What'd you say?
Oprah and Rush had an affair?
Yeah, and this is how it went. You want to hear it? Here you go. I just want to play. Hold on.
Arts editor Will Gompertz was interviewing media mogul the Oprah. And the arts editor, Will Gompertz, said, has it ever crossed your mind that some of the treatment of Obama and the challenges that he faced and the reporting he's received is because he's an African-American, and if it wasn't an African-American, if he was a white guy, he wouldn't have had to go through any of this?
Just the level of disrespect. When the senator yelled out, you're a liar, remember that?
That's a lie.
The level of disrespect for the office that occurs, and that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases because he's African American. There's no question about that, and it's the kind of thing that nobody ever says, but everybody's thinking it.
Then how the hell did you become who you are? Why hasn't anybody in your audience, Oprah, ever said, you lie? Because you have. It wasn't a senator, Oprah. It was a congressman by the name of Joe Wilson, and he was right. Obama was lying. My God, Oprah. You know, these people, I got to be really careful because I know Oprah is a goddess to a lot of people, but my goodness, folks. Well, I don't know, but these people are not nearly as smart as they think they are, and they don't know nearly what they think they know. They are embarrassingly ignorant. It was a congressman, and it's not because he was black. It's because he was lying, Oprah.
Thank you.
I wonder that you get. I mean, I don't. You know, I'm not a Rush Limbaugh fan.
I actually am, and yes, he was absolutely correct. Joe Wilson did not say you liar. He said you lie, because when he made that statement, he was absolutely lying, and that's what we're dealing with right now, is the same lie that Joe Wilson said, you lie.
Well,
and
we know.
You know why? Because they had already voted on that you could not keep your account. The president knew it, and this rollout, let me finish while I'm started, because I ain't going to say nothing for a while.
You believe that?
Yes, watch me. But listen to the thing. Here it is, the rollout, and they're going to say, well, the president didn't know everything that was wrong. You lie. There's no way he did not know that plan was going to crash and burn on its release. He knew it, and this is what he's calculated.
It's my understanding.
And these stupid Republicans are getting ready to hand him the midterms by voting this you can keep it if you want to law. Let them do all the voting and everything, and you stand and keep saying, I told you that this was going to be a crash and burn moment, and you wouldn't listen to us. Still behind.
So how do you feel, Jeff?
I can't stand. I don't like liars in any way.
Well, this
what?
Is again. This is what
nothing in it.
This is what
would
political correctness. This is what political correctness brings us. It was obviously a lie. He said it for 3 years. The people that wrote the bill, a lot of people that had a lot of to do with what was in the bill and how it was going to function, were very close. What do you call that? They were very close to the president within his office. So somebody could have told him, or he would have been told. Somewhere through 3 years of saying the same thing, he knew about it. The political correctness is when the New York Times comes out and sidesteps the word lie as much as they can by calling it an incorrect promise. Okay, that's political correctness that's killing the country.
This is the problem. This is the problem, because you guys focused on the nuances instead of actually focusing on what Oprah actually said. She was saying, she was speaking to the disrespect. She wasn't speaking to whether or not Joe Wilson was correct. Yes, she was incorrect in calling him a senator, but that wasn't her point. The point was the level of disrespect. Would he have yelled out and said that to a white man who was giving the address that night, a white president?
Diva, if you look in history, and if you've got to go back many years, if you look at some of the fights that have gone on in the floor of Congress and in the Senate, you will find where other presidents, white presidents, have been disrespected on the floor. The difference between then and now, we haven't seen that out on a televised floor.
Well, wait a minute. If you had a disagreement way back in the early 1800s, you settled it with a gunfight.
Some did. No.
Yeah, wait a minute.
No.
You didn't hear no one telling it, but Bush, you lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. There have been beatings on the floor of the congressional and senatorial floor.
Many politicians have been accused of lying by other politicians,
Diva, what'd you say?
Whoever beat up the president when he was giving a State of the Union address.
Listen, Diva, things happen. But we have this propensity to show every time that something happens, it has to be all because of color. You said you wasn't
going
to say nothing for a while. You said you wasn't going to. So you got to. No, Jeff. You said.
One president got shot in a duel. What are you talking about?
Aaron Burr. So you have to realize that just because somebody does something that we would call distasteful doesn't mean it was distasteful because he was black. Now, I am going to say this. Is there racism against Barack Obama and his wife? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and I will give you that. But was his comments, was it distasteful? Yes. But was he correct? Yes. And the problem hold on, Diva. The problem is the people that were sitting in that room, a majority of them knew that he was not lying and that the president was telling a falsity.
What's that falsity?
I mean, Joe Wilson was nobody to speak about someone lying.
He's the man.
He's a
dead
man. He wasn't even paying his child support line, and he didn't have any money to pay it.
The president came and addressed the American people, and he told a bold-faced lie.
He knew that it was not the truth when he said it. And if he didn't, he should have known, because he should have been briefed and or read it himself. He should not have put in there that if you want to keep your health care, you can keep it. Joe Wilson says you lie, and now we find out that it was the truth, and now they're trying to fight it and correct it.
You can keep your doctors, too, right?
So tell me, funny.
Who lied?
I mean, you guys actually up here just trying to justify what Rush Limbaugh said. The fact that he even made the statement that, well, if there's any racism in this, then how did you happen? And this is the same bigot who said Michael Vick is getting all the props he can, not because he's a good quarterback, but because he's black.
He's right.
And you guys are, you're,
yeah,
I mean,
Michael
you're
Vick
talking about one.
And it was not Ziva, it was not Michael Vick,
it was Donovan McNabb.
You're not listening.
He was right. And that's the same thing, that it's the same kind of political correct assassination that they did to Jimmy Drake.
Every time they say something, even
and Howard Cosell.
Even if it's factual.
Howard Cosell.
Even if it's factual, we have a thing about we don't like hearing the truth face on.
Right.
No, I don't mind hearing the truth, but Rush Limbaugh is full of
bull.
Okay,
I want to ask you a question. You like the truth, right? Do you remember when Hillary Clinton said that she was an early 20th century progressive? In
this
the debate?
Year?
No, when
or
she was running against Barack Obama.
No, I didn't really
remember that.
Yes,
no.
I remember that.
She didn't know nothing about it.
If a single black person votes for her, knowing what an early 20th century progressive was, they are absolutely foolish.
They ought to be foolish by the point that they said a few years ago he would have been getting carrying our luggage. A few years ago, he would have been getting us coffee. That should tell you right there, Sticks.
Right.
But no. 20th century early progressive.
By saying that, she's admitting that she wants to kill the black race.
Thank you.
Right.
She's smart enough to know what an early 20th century progressive actually means.
Thank you.
So it's not like a word of progress. Because, here we go back to words.
Because she clarified herself in the statement.
Give the
she
president.
Said her exact words were, I consider myself an early 20th century progressive because that has a truly American meaning. That means she knows exactly what she's talking about.
Tell
she
who the president was that was the early 20th century a progressive.
Woodrow Wilson.
What did Woodrow Wilson?
And Teddy Wilson. Okay, Teddy Roosevelt were both extremely racist.
Yeah, but what? Absolutely. But what did Wilson do to the United States military?
He fired all black people when he got
fired every single federal black employee,
and you also got to remember all the eugenicists were early 20th century
Absolutely.
Progressives.
Ding ding ding.
What's her name?
I'm excited.
The Planned Parenthood lady.
Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger. Bernard Shaw.
That's why I call my people ignorant.
But again, this is just about people, period. And the media excites the people so that they become enraged at whim. And they know there are buzzwords out there. So racism, we point fingers, we get all this stuff, and we don't understand. Was it distasteful in what he did? Absolutely. Did Wilson lie? No, he didn't. And did President Obama lie? Yes, he did. And if he didn't lie, there's a problem with his presidency for him not knowing that he was telling a lie, because he should have never put it in his speech, because somebody wrote that speech knowing that it was a lie.
Again.
Well, you have to use the word. You have to give a choice.
Oprah made a statement.
What'd you say, Matt?
You have to give a choice, and here's the choice for President Obama. He either lied or he's completely incompetent. Those are the two choices. Those are the only two
only choices.
And that's where the problem comes in.
No. Wait.
What's going on?
It was Bush's fault.
Yeah.
That's the third choice.
But no, that's not even a choice. That becomes the ignorance. Okay. Because there's something wrong here. Because if you look at your staffers are supposed to research the information, tell you what you know, tell you what you need to know, and when they write your speech, because he has speech writers. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to make sure that the spin on the word is that you're always on point. And when you come out and say a phrase mm-hmm. like he did, knew when they wrote it that it was disingenuous. And we need to mm-hmm. accept the fact that we knew it when he said it.
But does this surprise you? Is this, is this, is this, is this,
is it surprising to you?
It's not about it being surprised. No, we're not surprised by it, but what it is we are disheartened by it because we expect for our leaders to be honest with us. But then that goes back to transparency.
Oh, our leaders are Adolf told the truth all the time, didn't he? Hitler never lied, did he?
I never expected President Obama to tell the truth whatsoever.
But you're different, Jeff.
Yeah, but why didn't I think it? Why don't you ask me that question?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. In his books, did he tell the truth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Told the truth about what he wanted to do.
Yes, yes.
And that's why I read his books. And not only did in his books did he say exactly what he's doing right now, exactly what he was going to do with the 1% and the 99% and all these other things. He said the rules for radicals set us up to do this. And you lie about your opposition all the time until people start believing it, and that's what they did.
But listen to what I'm saying. For those of us that did not read the book, you don't expect your leadership to be that disingenuous. You expect for them to lie to get in, but you don't expect for them to lie all the way through. You really don't.
I do.
We're not talking about you. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
No, but what I'm saying,
I'm talking about the other 47%.
We're used to politicians that overpromise and underdeliver.
Absolutely. And we're also used to a media that exposes them when they do it.
Here's the thing. You know the media was going to lie in favor of Barack Obama. But this is unprecedented that we have a Barack Obama doing the things that he's doing to the country.
And it's because of his race he's able to do it.
The only reason why he's able to do it because then all these idiots, all these ignorant people that don't read and don't look at what he said he was going to do what he said he was going to do. Poor people on the bottom, it means you're going to get crushed. Black people on the bottom, it means you are irrelevant forever. Because now the only people that matter are the Hispanics because there's too few of you to do a doggone thing about it.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. And you may have understood, but there's that 47% who don't know the difference between John Kerry and Joe Biden. And they drink the Kool-Aid off of CNN and MSNBC.
Kool-Aid, they're snorting the powder. They're not even making them.
No, that's straight up Kool-Aid. That's Jim Jones Kool-Aid. And we need to understand that. Go ahead, Alabama.
No, it's a couple of points. You guys be moving. Like I got to hop in there like hopscotch. But one thing you guys are talking. I mean, I think most people know that you like your plan, you can keep it. I mean, come on, man. That soundbite was played millions of people know. I mean, you just right now people are being. What's the word, the battered wife syndrome, like they're taking up for their husband, he's beating them, like they kind of see that. But as far as to speak to something, you know, Robert Kiyosaki got a book, Why A Students Work for C Students, and I've kind of been all in that book this weekend, and it's real interesting because he's making a lot of the points about, even during the election, how people got upset about the fact Mitt Romney paid a certain amount of taxes and instead of understanding the rich don't pay taxes, and so he made an analogy in the book about, people, if a guy got a guy over here on the right that works for some company, he's making $40,000, you got a guy on the left that owns the company that's worth $200-$300 million, and then you're going after that guy, and he shuts the company down, which guy's going to suffer the worst? And so it's clear. I mean, it's a 10-hour-long book, but it's just – man, it's deep. Like, I just thought it was kind of interesting. Robert Kiyosaki usually tries to play the middle with politics, but, I mean, he's coming at it. I mean, he's really going at Obama.
Right now, you have no choice. But here we go back to that 47%. And we all got beat up over 47%. But when you look at, if you look at that 47% and look at what he said, then you find out that the people who actually believe that the president would not get up there and tell a lie. When you talk about he ran on hope and change. Hope for whom and change for whom? And when he said, I'm going to fundamentally change our country.
Hope you don't mind that I'm changing what I said meant.
He said fundamentally changing. We didn't realize it was going to be a complete paradigm shift.
We most certainly did. He told Joe the plumber. Straight to his face.
We knew it.
He told Joe the plumber.
He said redistribute the wealth.
I believe in redistributing the wealth. He believes in communism.
But listen to what I said. We didn't expect when he said fundamentally changing.
I don't think people knew what he meant.
That's the point. That's the point.
Wait a minute. He went to church in 3 years. Oh, he went up there. He was up there. He's supposed to be a Christian. Rule number one in the Communist Manifesto, getting rid of religion. So
exactly.
he fits that perfect. So that's him. That's him to the T. So these so-called Christians, that's just Christians for Obama, I saw that on a bumper sticker, they don't understand what they're doing. So that's like,
no, they don't.
If you know your history, like King Nero, that's like saying, hey, let's push for King Nero while he's supporting Christians being killed, let's support it. And that's what people are doing. Because if you go back and look at
the movement.
I mean, because right now that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing overseas right now, is cutting folks' heads off that's Christians. I mean, you know, they just cut six martyrs. What, they cut six contractors' heads off this weekend?
My question is, what does fundamentally change history mean? And did anyone ever understand it when he said it? Most people, Jeff,
hey,
we know you understand it. But most people did not understand what he said when he said fundamentally change.
And Michelle, in the campaign, Michelle said we're going to have to change our history at a speech in Zanesville.
Right. And,
correct.
You know, it's people like Diva that don't want to believe it. Don't want to believe the truth that's right out in front of them.
So look how he changed marriage, and look how he changed normal, and look how he changed everything else. I'll be right back. You're listening.
But this is what I don't get. Why is it so hard for people on the right to understand that that's what people on the left voted for? They voted for people who are homosexual to be allowed to marry. They voted for women who want to get an abortion should be allowed to make that choice. They voted for wealth being taken from the top to pay for the programs that are needed for those at the bottom. I'm trying to figure out why y'all don't
even
get that.
Even though a graduated tax. No, Diva. It's not the right more so than it's just a lot. There's a groundswell of people on the right and left that don't like the government is going too far. They're dragging people down a road they don't want to go. People are liberals that are establishment right now. This is not just that's why when you make analogies. Oh, I'm trying to get a point. When you make analogies about the right and the left being similar, about the Republicans and Democrats being similar, that's what people are fighting against, not more so because the Republicans came out with this health care mess too. So I'm just telling you that it's not just
– But the
it's not, people, everybody don't want that. People don't want that.
Who says that you get to take my money to give to somebody else? Who in the hell says that?
Ain't nobody.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing that point.
Because you want to sit there and do nothing.
Nobody is. I'm not arguing
that
point. What I'm having a hard time is why y'all act surprised that we voted for this man after hearing him say these things.
I'm not surprised when most of the country doesn't even know who George. Well, a lot of folks don't even know who George Washington is. That's voting. So I ain't arguing with you. You're right. There are a lot of ignorant people out there that are voting.
I'm not calling them ignorant. What I'm saying is, how is it that you guys don't understand and you're saying, that, oh, they don't know what he meant when he said redistribute the wealth. They don't know what he meant when
there's this guy that wrote a book. He said a democracy will survive as long as up until the point when people realize they can vote themselves things from other people.
You may not like how another person votes. You may not agree. But to sit up there and say that
the country's going to be destroyed, Diva. It's going to be destroyed because everybody thinks we can just pay for everything. That's all I'm saying. You can't argue with the bankruptcy we're going through. We're about bankrupt right now.
We're bringing in $220 billion, the Treasury's bringing in $220 billion a month. How is that bankrupt? Mm-hmm.
Let me explain something, Diva. They print $86 billion a month in quantitative easing. When they bring something in, they're borrowing it from the Federal Reserve. They're not supposed to, Congress should have that right. They're borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. See, if Congress was to print money, people would start feeling pinched. That's the way it was set up, and then these people wouldn't get reelected. So it would be hard, and then they would need a majority to print money. But the way they're up now, they just, they call the Treasury, send us some more money. Bam, they send it. Hey, Diva, you need some free whatever? And Diva, yeah, I need it. And you vote for them, and bam, they give it to you. That's the way it works.
Hey, Diva, you know you're talking about abortion? You voted for that? Do you know where they're putting all the clinics? Outside of black neighborhoods. They're looking to eliminate you.
my gosh. Why do people? Why do you think? Oh my God. You know what? I can't do it.
They are looking to eliminate you.
I can't do it.
She can't.
Diva, that's what these people said, Diva. That's what they said. They said they want to wipe us off the face of the earth after slavery.
I'm tired of the nuances and the arguments. It's getting freaking old. No
Diva,
one
why
is
you
like,
screaming?
Nobody
ain't nobody screaming at Diva. Diva,
call me. What he said, but the fact of the matter is, let's get to the crux of the darn conversation and cut out the nuances and the talking points.
I would like to know
not how don't have no, look, I don't care about no talking points. That lady said she wanted to kill black folks. I mean, she did say that.
Alabama.
What's
let's
up?
Just break it down. It came out of the woman's own mouth. The founder of Planned Parenthood. They. Why would you go to black ministers and tell them and strategize to get black ministers involved to preach this whole thing about abortion and family planning so that you go to the black minister and recruit him to preach this stuff?
This is
People truly knew the history of Margaret Sanger. They wouldn't know that Margaret Sanger was pro-life. She was not for abortion. They didn't even start abortions until after she was dead.
Diva,
that's when they started
forming abortions. You need to read Margaret Sanger's early writing.
I read her. She was a eugenist as far as birth control. Yeah, she didn't want poor black people having babies because they couldn't afford to take care of them.
Diva, really? I can't believe you believe that.
Saying, oh, yeah, you might as well just go
get this stuff wrong, Diva?
That's a giant leap in the other direction.
She was a eugenist.
She was not for abortions. They didn't start performing abortions.
She was.
No, she was not. She was more for controlling the population. Different thing.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. You can check us out at WSOM, 600WSOM.com. You can catch us at on blogtalkradio.com/TracyandFriends, and Tracy has an E. Or you can catch us at TracyandFriends.com. And then if you have an iPad, you can go to iHeartRadio, and you can find us there. And if you type in WSOM, you'll come up, and it's a nice steady stream there.
iPhone too. Yeah.
I heard on your app on your phone.
Yeah. My girlfriend has the Alphabet. She got the Alphabet phone.
What's that?
LTG something. I told her just get the one letter one. It's simpler.
Tracy.
Samsung is now climbing ahead.
That's right.
Tracy.
Because we found out that iPhone was overrated.
Because of Samsung.
Actually, I've been told around the world Samsung is much higher seller than Apple.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Apple, the profits go here. And Samsung, I believe, is a Japanese company now, isn't it?
And so is iHeart.
No. They're all made in China.
Well,
Samsung and iPhone.
And
so.
they all shift their money so they don't have to pay the maximum amount of taxes like everybody else.
Oh, Tracy.
$10 offshore still?
The way they're taxing companies here in America, everybody's going to be going offshore.
I'm going to try to find some money so I can dig a hole and make it short.
Come to Boardman Framehouse Gallery, Bahamas.
You know what?
Tracy, I have a question.
Jeff, you'll come on down.
You're
going to
see more and more people going golf.
Go where?
Go and gulp. Working for cash, working under the table. Like you were talking about Friday, unlicensed plumbers, unlicensed carpenters, unlicensed electricians. You're going to see. This Obamacare thing rolls in.
Hey, I need
with
a plumber.
All the expenses. What do you got to plumb?
I need a plumber.
What do you got to plumb?
I got to plumb a switcher on a tub.
Well, you know what? I got to do that too. And I've got somebody coming up from Florida that's going to help me. I put a new bathroom in. I stripped that, demolished
the
old bathroom.
What are you talking about?
I need to take it from the shower to the tub. You know,
what that little diverter thing on the spout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. It's in the wall.
It's in the wall?
Yeah, it's in the wall. Yeah. The diverter thing is in the wall.
You still say have a plumbing access to the wall somewhere in the house on the
other
side of
it.
Hey, Alabama, hear me what I'm saying. I can tell you where it is. I got the part.
Just don't know how to put it in.
I don't know how to put it in.
You go out to the house, get you some vice grips, turn the gun ward off to the house. Is it soldered on there or is it just screwed on there with some pipe dope?
Alabama? Alabama. You lost her when you said vice grips.
I know. I'm just saying it ain't that hard because I did it for my mama not too long ago. I had to go out there.
Alabama.
Piped over
Alabama.
The old school way. They use soldering, and now they're doing just basic. You can do stuff with your hand. Now they got these pressure couplings.
Well, maybe,
you don't even need no CV.
Conduit, or it may be copper, right?
This is what I'm saying. Alabama, you sure enough missing the point. If you ask me a way around the kitchen, I'll tell you how to get there. But you're trying to get me. I tell people all the time. Some people read books and some people know books.
I tell you what.
Plumbers are people that you will pay to do, because that's not what I do.
Well, you know why I need a plumber?
Why?
I'm putting in a new tub there, but when I was taking out the old one, they had a big thing of lead. And I'm like, gee, there's like 100, 150 rounds in there. So I like pried that thing off and took that, melted it down, started making
You must be rehabbing an old house.
Yeah. I think it was built in 69.
69, that shouldn't be lead in
there. Have you guys heard of the Ma'afa 21? Has anybody heard of Ma'afa 21?
He's been on here several times.
Yeah, I got the video.
Oh, I didn't know that because Diva just said that Margaret Singer wasn't for she didn't believe in abortion or something crazy like that. What did you say?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
She refuses to believe the truth.
Diva, you're on the computer. Google Maafa, MAAFA 21, and you can watch the video online at YouTube for free.
No, better yet, in the documentary, they go outside of the NAACP convention. And they try to bring light to the issue, and they get ignored by all these black people that they vote for, like the people that Diva support. You know, these people ignore. I mean, they took the media and put them way on the other side of the building, trying to get away from them because they know this issue is going on. Jesse Jackson was against it very, very adamantly. And then when he ran for president in 84, he stopped talking about it. He ain't said nothing about it since.
I don't think the NAACP is about black anymore anyhow. I think it's about green.
Well, he wasn't even thought about black folks. But I'm just saying, I mean, these are the people that go in the neighborhoods and get folks riled up to march, which is the weakest move you can ever do. March, you know, people march all the time. You know, that's not what's going to get stuff done. So that's just me, just like signing petitions. That stuff is weak to me. So, but I mean, that's just. You know,
are you,
but that's what they try to do.
Alabama. Yeah, South Carolina. Or is that 440?
That was 440.
Yeah,
440,
that's,
go
that's
ahead.
Me. Yeah, I got one question. If Obama was white, would he be impeached by now?
Yes.
I think he'd be shot by now.
No.
How would he be impeached if the Senate is...
No, he wouldn't be shot.
Look what they did.
He ain't going to get shot.
Because he lied over something that wasn't even political.
Listen. If he was not a man of color, they would have dealt with him differently.
Did they not try to impeach Bill Clinton over something
they
that wasn't?
He
won't
get
shot.
They fell one vote short.
Right.
Okay.
But he won't get shot, though. Somebody said he may not get shot.
Because he lied about what?
One at a time.
Because he lied to Congress,
okay.
Period. Now, he lied under oath. It doesn't matter what he was lying about.
That was just like perjury. But what I'm saying is President Obama, because of the hue of his skin, has gotten a pass on a lot of things that could not get done.
But all I'm saying
is, if
Bill Clinton did what Obama did, he would have been impeached. There's no doubt about it.
One at a time, and let me say this, and I'm going to go around the clock. But I don't believe so.
Why is that?
Because of how it depends on how endearing the people were. Because if you look at President Obama can walk on water, go out and shoot somebody, and somebody will come make an excuse about why he had to use a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel?
You know, people are. So it depends. Bill Clinton was like that. No matter what Bill did.
Well, no.
Bill
Clinton had a great economy behind him.
No.
Obama's like that guy when the woman getting beat.
Alabama.
I just be walking into the punches. He didn't hit me.
Listen, as I said, you know, Bill Clinton was endeared. So whether he slept with somebody, whether he, you know, sold you out in NAFTA and got. No matter what he did with the Telecommunications Act, no matter what he did, because of the affinity that people had in America, he got a pass on a whole lot of stuff. President Obama has gotten the same pass. I watch people make excuses for him every day, no matter what he does. I heard somebody tell me the only reason why he's having a hard time with Obamacare is because, ruling out. But, everything that comes out has a hard time. So he really didn't mean to do what he did. But, it happens that way. And we just got to wait with him through the punches because it's going to work.
But, Tracy, this is the thing. This is the thing, though, Tracy.
Okay, I'm
going to
just say, wait.
Black.
Wait,
yeah, but Tracy, you're going 10 minutes. I ain't got but like 10 more minutes.
I know, but that's why
I
called Tracy and friends. Hold up.
Lots of people.
So and so my issue is, and what I'm saying to you is, he gets a pass because he's black, but he gets a pass because he's black and he's endeared. Because if he had been black and had been Condoleezza Rice, then he'd have been outside sitting on the sidelines
now,
looking in.
I've heard you and I heard Jeff and many other people say that Bill Clinton was the first black president.
That's what I said.
Okay, but
I said he was endeared.
But I still
that's a new word. I'm politically correct.
Okay, but I still say if Bill Clinton did what Obama has done, he would have been impeached.
But he would not have.
I think so.
I know, but what I'm saying to you is the reason why he wouldn't be is because the reason you have to look at the population of who supported Obama and who supported Bill Clinton.
Can I say it like
no? Let Alabama go. Then
go ahead,
come
Alabama.
Back. Go ahead, Alabama.
Oh, the point I was trying to make was I was just saying that I feel like he gets a crutch, like kind of like the sacred cow. They say over in India, people let cows run all over the place. They don't touch them. His blackness allows him to get in certain. You can see mediocrity, right? But you can't judge because he's black. But it's only going to go against all of us. His incompetence, anything he does that's wrong, is going to come back to. Because I'm all for it. If his potential, if he was really trying to do things the right way and help, I'd be all for it. I don't care if he is a Democrat. But the things he's doing, certain things he does, is going to be a backlash because. The market, the QE, he's president while this QE is going on. The economy has got to correct. When it does, it's going to go back under. It's going to come back on him. It's going to come back on Bush, too. They're going to say he started it.
But
it's been going on for years. So
again,
he's going to.
Alabama, you're doing a dissertation, baby. He's doing this. Obama, Clinton, they're all the same.
Well, I'm just saying, though, like, they giving him, because he's black, he get this mediocre
and
pass.
And so was
like,
Bill Clinton.
I want him to be judged just like everybody else. I think I want him
so
to be fair.
Bill,
so
was Bill Clinton. Go ahead, Stick.
Well,
so was
well
Bill
how, come, first thing is, I think if the president was white, I don't think we'd have Obamacare because I think it would collapse like Hillary Care did. And the other thing is, how come George W. Bush doesn't get any credit for the Medicare Part D? Which is the prescription drugs for old people.
I didn't like that one either, but go ahead.
I didn't either. But,
I still don't.
But you would think that the people that wanted Obamacare would be happy with that, would like that.
Can't. You understand, we've politicized all of this. But when it comes to President Obama.
So when Bill Clinton does something that I agree with.
Bill Clinton.
I can't say he did
George,
that good.
George Bush was not loved by America. Bill Clinton became the first black president.
Well, Bill Clinton actually had a balanced budget. Bill Clinton did a lot of things that he
Bill
reached
Clinton
out to the house.
Bill Clinton was following Ronald Reagan's economic
plan. Yeah, he
worked
with the Republicans,
Bill
Gingrich, the
Clinton,
contract
listen,
for America.
Bill Clinton was loved by a good percentage of America.
That's because he played saxophone on Arsenio
Bingo.
Hall.
Yeah.
So, again, he was
Pricey.
Loved. President Obama is loved by people. People use him. You would think, listen, JFK... Jesus Christ, or Barack Obama on the wall.
Crazy.
Going to be there a long time. Yes, South Carolina.
Listen, this is an aspect of it. Think about it this way. When white people talk about Bill or talk about Barack Obama, they get chastised. They say that he's a racist. But when a black man, who is the quote-unquote first black president, says that Barack Obama should keep his promise, he doesn't get chastised. They accept it, and they okay, let's do this.
Oh my gosh, I just.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys,
please let Diva go because I want to hear this one.
Yeah, Diva, come on, Secretary. What's
right.
it called? Go ahead, Press Secretary. Spit it out.
I like that title.
Jay Carney, come on, Jay Carney.
I like that.
Come on.
The right hated Bill Clinton, whether he had a good economy or not. It was the left and the middle that loved Bill Clinton, which was the majority of the electorate at that time that
no,
voted
it
for
wasn't.
Him. Yes, it was. He had a certain presence about him.
Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich got the contract for America. That was the right. The right actually agreed with that.
Alabama.
Welfare reform.
Didn't I just tell y'all to do it one at a time? Go ahead, Diva.
She just made a crazy point.
I know.
Go ahead.
I know it's crazy. Justin here stretching and about to blow up. Go ahead, Diva.
Gosh. I just have to remember, this is a conservative, right-leaning talk show, radio show. Yeah, you guys aren't going to always agree. You're not more likely not going to agree with anything I say, but please, respect me enough to let me finish what I'm saying.
Diva, I agree with you. I agree with you sometimes.
I can't block her for 6 months. Oh, I'm picking with her.
Diva, finish your point.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
You didn't make no point, Diva. You didn't say nothing. Because
you guys are sitting on my last
she said what she was going to say. The only people that liked Bill Clinton was black people, okay? And the Democrats put up with him, but guess what? Even when it came time for Hillary Care, the Democrats voted against him as well. Okay, so Hillary Clinton did not go anywhere. He had to go along with John Kasich, who's running for governor, and in Ohio here, and he had to go along with Newt Gingrich, who kicked his butt with the contract with America, and he balanced the budget because Bill Clinton was a smart man. Racist as he was, he got your endearment just like he did the other day after he said President Obama needs to stand up and keep his promise. And y'all didn't say
excuse
a doggone
me.
Thing.
You must have ran my face.
Listen, Diva, hold on. You didn't say a doggone thing about Bill Clinton saying that and calling him racist or anything of the kind because he disagreed with the president.
No, and he distanced himself from Barack Obama so his wife would have a clear path to run.
Yep. I'm sorry. You must not have saw my Facebook post. I was very peed off at Bill Clinton for saying that. I ranted and raved, and I know a lot of other people who are very
Diva, the problem is not that you said something about him disagreeing. You're more upset about him disagreeing than the subject matter, the actual essence of the argument. Why don't you get upset? It's not nothing to get upset about. It was just a valid argument. 5 million people have lost their insurance. So come on now. I mean, that's not even a fair.
Go ahead, Sid.
I didn't yell that because I didn't like it. What the heck? I can't win with people.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay for him not to keep his promise? Is that what you're saying, Diva?
Yes.
That's acceptable.
South Carolina already addressed the issue with you.
No. Hold on. No, I'm asking, is it okay for a politician not to keep his promise after you said it some 40-some-odd times? Is it okay?
Did we not already have this conversation? What answer did I give you?
I don't remember what answer you gave me.
We want to hear it now.
No, I don't care to discuss it because you guys don't respect enough.
Hold on, Sal.
Diva doesn't remember her history. Every time we elect a president that starts to try to drag this country to the left, we end up with a Republican House of Representatives.
We have a Republican House of Representatives.
Right. And when Barack Obama got elected, he brought the Democrats in as the majority.
I just remember the one thing George Bush. He lied. There was no weapons of mass destruction. That was the Democrats' calling card.
That was their battle cry.
Yes, it was.
It still is.
Now this president gets up and lies, and it's like he gets a pass to lie. It's okay for him to lie.
But you have to
lie.
Why? I keep on telling you
he didn't lie.
Listen.
He did too lie.
No,
did not.
He lied his behind off.
Hold on, Jeff. Hold on. I want to hear it. Go ahead, Press Secretary. What did he say?
He did not lie because I don't think any of you guys remember 3 years ago how Sarah Palin, how all of you and how everybody at Fox News were crying about the ACA and how it was going to kick people off Medicare, force people on the exchanges, the government was going to be able to choose your doctor for you, the RFID chips and all this other stuff was coming out. That's when he made that statement saying, no, this is basically a private insurance industry thing, and you're going to be able to keep your doctor, and you're going to be able to keep your health plan. We ain't trying to make you switch over to government health care. That's what that was
Diva.
About. So I don't know how you guys say he lied, and I'm mad at Jay Carney and the president.
Wait a minute.
You're not even addressing it in that way. They let the white bully them.
Jay Carney know more facts than you, Diva.
Hold on, Alabama.
Calling them to call him a liar.
Hey, Secretary, I got a question for you.
Yes.
What does it mean when you got 5 million people looking for health care because they – and they have to change their medical plan, and they got to change their doctors, and then they got to go and do other things because of the Affordable Health Care Act. What would you call that?
He wasn't speaking to people losing their health care at that time. That's not what he was speaking to.
So he wasn't talking to him. He was talking to the other.
His words were, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health insurance, when he knew the minimums in the law were going to kick millions of people off of their health insurance because their health insurance they had didn't meet the new minimums.
What were you saying, Jeff?
What I'm trying to say is he said this up to April of this freaking year, and he kept saying it over and over again. And not only that, he added the word period to it at the end of it after he knew good and doggone well that Congress
3 years ago
to get rid of those plans that he didn't want in there. Number one, he called them subservient plans that are not good enough, but that's a lie from the pit of hell because they kicked my wife off of my plan and several other people's plans that have the same insurance as I do. This is a big facade and lie.
And he knew he was lying.
Alabama, hold on. Let me finish this point. Go ahead, Alabama. Go ahead, Jeff.
He knew he was lying when he said it, and he's lied about all of this. And then they're going to come up here and say to yesterday, well, the old press secretary, you know, he just didn't know about how bad this rollout was going to be. Yes, I lied from the pit as well. All of that.
The point I was going to make, I'm about to head out, but the last point I was making before I catch out is that some people are like, you know, like when you see ever meet a woman, she's been beat by a guy. Like, this guy's beating you. Well, he's not beating me. I mean, it was a mistake. I ran into the punch. He was swinging his arm. But he didn't really hit me. I mean, yeah, my eye's black, but that's not – and this is – when I hear her, that's what I hear. Like, it's just – it's hilarious.
Like I said, this is the 47% of America, and this president, as well as Clinton, were endeared by the same people.
And Tracy, they have the transcripts of the discussions between the political people and the policy people.
It's not about fact.
It's about perception.
It's about love.
Y'all wouldn't know fact if it hit y'all in the face. Y'all wouldn't.
It's about
y'all find a way. If you don't like
the person love.
Delivering
and
the
message,
problem
is,
I'm not calling the kettle black.
No, this is about love.
Pardon the pun.
Diva, they have the transcripts of the discussions between the political branch of the White House and the policy branch of the White House. And the political branch won the argument and said, we need to put it this way so the people don't get confused.
And don't get upset about
and
it.
Don't get upset.
And
stop
it before it grows. The problem with this is people don't understand that this president and President Clinton
y'all
is
endeared. Y'all don't understand that we understand, but we understand.
Endeared means I will let him do whatever.
I can do no wrong.
No, I will let him do whatever he chooses, and whatever he tells me to say, I will say. And that's what's happening with this president. And Bill Clinton did the same thing. Bill Clinton was scared to tell a lie, and everybody drinks the Kool-Aid because they loved him.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama is doing the same thing. And because he's black, you have certain organizations that can't attack him, and the other ones who have been paid off not to attack him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Diva.
Well, the only thing I can say...
I'm sorry, just really quick. Can you please say what you said again involving what Sarah Palin was saying and what other people were saying and what Obama had to address. Can you go back over that one more time just so I can put it together in my head?
I'm going to put it like this. 2009, when they were first talking about universal health care, what was the reaction that you all who disagree with universal health care, what was the reaction? What were the things that you guys were saying to that?
No.
We were saying that it was going to be extraordinarily expensive, that people were going to lose their insurance. We were saying that they were going to be death panel. We were saying...
No, because the bill wasn't even... At the time that he first said that, the bill wasn't even signed into law.
It doesn't matter. That's what you first...
It does matter because context matters.
You
take somebody's words out of context, it matters. That's just like when I called you mean. You did not like that. You felt respected.
Here's a problem. You remember Nancy Pelosi getting up and saying, in order to see what's in the plan, you've got to pass it? You remember that? But that's all that needs to be said.
What the hell does that have to do with anything? Because, I can sit up here and say, you know what, South Carolina? I can say something. But does that really... That's not true about you?
Hey, Diva, how is healthcare looking right now?
I'm just confused that you guys...
No. How is the ACA looking right now? How is it looking?
I'm sorry. From what I'm seeing, the ACA is looking pretty darn good.
Okay, so Obama did not have to turn his coattails and change the law again. So he didn't have to do that because everything's working swimmingly. And people are losing their insurance.
I didn't say everything. You asked me how the ACA is working. You didn't ask me how the rollout and implementation is working.
No, I'm talking about more than the rollout.
How the ACA is working.
Do you know what
the ACA is? Do you actually know what the ACA is and what it does?
Why did Obama turn around just, 4 or 5 days ago and say that now people can go back on their health insurance? Was that because of the rollout? No. That's because of something that was in the ACA that was untrue. So, how is the ACA looking, Diva?
Oh, my God. You do know that the ACA does not provide anyone with actual health insurance. Like, it's not a government plan, right? It's just the government is saying, look, we are reforming the industry. We are regulating the industry. Yes, we will make sure that we say that you have to have insurance, but that's on. But how the actual plans are and how you go about getting your insurance, you're getting it through a private industry. You're not getting it from the government.
I'm trying to figure out why you guys think that
people who voted for him have a problem or should have a problem. I get that you don't agree with it, but I'm trying to figure out why do you think we should have a problem with it when we voted for it? Not once, but twice.
It was sold on a lie. Steven, can you hear me? It was a sold everything.
You guys look at it as a lie. You guys look at it as a lie. Of course, you're going to find anything that he does or says as a lie, because if that's the case, where was all the hoopla 3 years ago? He was not speaking as to people being kicked off their insurance companies, because if you actually do your research and look back later that year after the bill was actually signed into law, he did an interview where they did point it out that there are going to be a small percentage of people who are going to get kicked off his insurance. And he did address that. I'm sorry if Fox News didn't bring it up. You guys are just now realizing this. I'm sorry, Fox News didn't bring it up. They didn't cover him like MSNBC
does.
They've
been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about it.
No. You guys just now talking about it and getting all. No, you guys aren't talking about it. You guys kept saying this is another government program that's going to grow government. That's how you were talking about it. You weren't talking about it.
Hey, Diva, this is another.
Their insurance and people are losing it. No, that's not what you're talking about until this last year.
And you know what? It's destroying this country, and it's destroyed health care. I had now got a letter, by the way, about 2 days ago. So I'd like to thank you for what your godlike president has done to this country and what the people that he put into power with him has done to this country. And like what people like John Conyers, Nancy Pelosi, and you have done to this country.
First off, he's not considered a god in my eyes. There's only one god. That's the Father of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Secondly, my mother got that letter. Both of my sisters got that letter. Heck, everybody, just about almost everybody know who works at the same letter.
There's nothing to worry about. Why are you worried about your mother and whoever else you mentioned? Why are you worried about it? It's just a small percentage.
No. You're saying, you're acting like you're the only one who got that letter, like I don't know about the letter.
No, I'm not, because everyone
pointing out, yes, I do know people who got the letter.
80% of my friends have gotten that letter, Diva.
I didn't. You know what, Matt? This is why I stopped engaging you, because you...
I don't care if you engage me or not. I don't care.
Sometimes, I swear, sometimes your head is wrapped in a bubble-like cloud.
You can
cloud,
say whatever you want about my
head.
You can lie about whatever you want, Diva. You can sit there
and
laugh and
stick your
head on
your... You act like you don't know what I'm talking about,
don't
know what I'm saying, and then whatever I say,
you don't. You're ignoring the facts, Diva.
I'm not distorting facts. I'm not distorting facts. You guys wouldn't know a fact if it's too in your face.
I've heard that. The president said when he was leading up to health care that the cost curve would be bent down. Said that the average family would save $2,500 a year.
All the governors, all the Republican governors were saying, we don't want the federal government to set this up. We want it to become a state right thing. Then what happened? 2010 come, all the Republican governors turn around and tell the Queen of Lake, and then now its burden is on the government.
Yes,
so
no.
I don't even want to hear
answer.
All you rights people, I don't want to hear smaller government
yes
people,
no.
I don't want to hear it. Because all this
is
you guys are
no.
just a Democratic president,
yes,
and that's all
no.
it's about. Right or wrong,
yes, no.
the man could say, look, we're going to lower
yes,
taxes
no.
for the top 2%, and you guys would find something wrong with it.
It's a yes, no. Yes,
you guys
or
would
no.
find
Did
something wrong
that?
With it.
Did he say that? Yes, no. I mean,
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I was talking. I didn't hear what you
did
said.
Did he tell the American public that by passage of the ACA that the average family would save $2,500 annually on their premium? Did he say
that?
Yeah,
he did say that.
Is that factual?
You shut up. You would hear me say yes. Now I got to say yes again. He did say that.
What world, if you talk about the bubble, what bubble are you living in? Everybody has seen their premiums go up. Everybody.
Okay. Again, that's what
but
I'm like. It has done. It has not even been. It hasn't even been affected. It hasn't even been enacted. We won't pay for any insurance off the through the ACA until 2014. So the premiums
that
going up now.
That
are about to
expire
coming up. So
when you're
like,
you're going to take and reduce people's taxes, you sign it into law. They see it the next paycheck. He said
no, that's only if you reduce payroll taxes. Only if they reduce payroll taxes. If you lower people's income taxes, they don't see that until the next tax season. If you lower business taxes, they're not seeing that right away. The only tax deduction they'll
see is right away. I'll see it right away.
What?
Whatever. I'm like, this is so stupid because you guys, I'm still trying to figure out why do you guys think the letter
you won't admit to the facts.
You're mad and you be mad. You don't have to agree with it. I completely get it. You have a different mindset,
Diva,
different worldview.
Diva, let Alex talk for a second. Go ahead, Alex.
I just want to say, I think you're incorrect about the taxes. You see those taxes immediately, and I, as a business owner myself, I can tell you that when I talk to my accountant, because when you pay your taxes, it's quarterly when you have a company, and there's no way I'm going to send the government more money than I need to every 3 months. So you already know what the tax code, what the regulations are for that tax year. So it is an immediate thing, as well as when you.
The number is 347-945-5229. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock here on WSOM. In studio is Six, Ben, Jeff, and myself. And on the phones we've got Matt, Diva, Alex, and looks like Larry's out there too. I think he's just listening in, but if he wants to say something, he's more than welcome because Mike's on. And I think Alabama, South Carolina, and 440 stepped out, so I guess they went to work to do something worthwhile. And we've been talking about, you know, this Obamacare, this whole process, this whole politically correct, this whole lack of telling the truth, this whole, you know, falling in love with the president
and but yet you can't come out and vote for the mayor and school board. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't think you really quite understand that your politics are local, and going reaching for the stars and not understanding that you got to have a foundation at home is really kind of messed up. And Sticks and I, we were talking about that during the break.
I think we've forgotten. We elect a president. We don't elect a king.
Well, no, it's not even
and
like
I think,
that.
And I think a lot of people think the president has more power than he actually should have. Oh, I think we give him power. We give the presidency more power than it legally and constitutionally has, just with our apathy and with our ignorance.
We're celebrating. We're commemorating.
No.
I want to say we're commemorating JFK.
Yep.
Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the first president who became king?
Sticks hit it on the head, Tracy.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, the Kennedys are they not the one who made the presidency king?
Yeah,
they are definitely political royalty.
The president, unless they change the Constitution and how our government works, him coming out in a press conference and saying this is what we're going to do to fix it, he doesn't have that power.
He does today.
We allow it. Because it's not mm-hmm. in there.
That's the point Judge Napolitano made the other day. He said, you know, if the Congress, the president doesn't have the authority to do it, but if the Congress doesn't hold him accountable, he can do anything he wants to do.
Hey, guys. Hey, Tracy.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
You know, I think that there's a balance. Obviously, Congress has to hold any president accountable, but I think that Justice Roberts really screwed us.
Yes, he did. Because
I think that, I mean, he really, really so loosely interpreted the Constitution and twisted it to say, or to, you know, to say that, well, you know, made the ACA a tax and said, you know, well, it's a tax. Congress is allowed to do that, and that, you know, I don't know. I just don't know anymore if
wait. He said it was a tax, but the president said it wasn't a tax. Remember?
Yeah, but
so
but
did the president?
Yeah,
lie?
That's what the president said. But well, no, I mean, because a president doesn't necessarily have to be even though he's supposed to be a constitutional scholar. a president doesn't, you know, have to be. So it's just I don't know if anything can really be done with this outside of a full repeal, you know, or of the law or something, because the government is allowed to levy a tax, and they've repealed the 16th Amendment, so they can tax people unapportioned however they want to. So it's I don't know. It looks kind of dire. The whole situation. But you know, Tracy, I wanted to ask you, did you see the news report about there's apparently like thousands of doctors, a few thousand doctors, and so far in just 10 states that have been dropped from insurances because of the Obamacare law, because of the cuts in Medicare?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, United.
I'm serious. My mom got a list, and every doctor she's ever gone to, they say, well, we don't take them anymore.
Yeah, United Healthcare dropped every doctor in Alliance, Ohio.
I said, hello? And then tied themselves with AARP and called it a day.
And you know what? It's going to really be something to make me have to go with AARP for anything.
Oh, I'm not saying AARP or the
P. You know what? You know, as far as I'm concerned, they could burn the place down. I wouldn't do it.
They're a lobbyist group that actually they what they call it on old people, they give me the word, guys.
Geriatric?
No.
They want to
they're predators of
euthanize.
They're predators on old they are predators of old people, and they suck the blood out. They're like leeches. And old people think AARP.
It's like my ex-wife.
They don't understand.
They think AARP is a lobbying group and has nothing to do with them, and it's not always in their behalf.
Right. Be very careful with somebody who's making millions of dollars out of a law that's passed that is going to directly affect your life.
Tracy, I thought the word you were looking for was liberal. I'm sorry.
You know, not liberal leeches.
Right.
Liberal leeches. Oh, liberal leeches. How about that? That's a whole new website, isn't it?
Oh, that's good. What, liberal leech, liberal reach, whatever.
Liberalleeches.com.
That's right. Liberalleech.com.
Well, I thought that went without saying. Isn't that in the
well,
way?
Well, yeah, you know, this is kind
liberals?
Of Democrats. Is
Democrat,
leech,
yeah.
National Democrats. Progressives.
No. Progressives, definitely progressives.
More progressive than Democrats.
This is going to be a moot point in 2 years anyways.
What?
Currency's going to collapse. Russia's passing. Russia's
no.
passing.
A bill,
Russia's
yes,
passing
I saw
right
that.
Now. Russia is passing a bill to make U.S. currency illegal in Russia because they say that our currency is going to collapse in 2017.
Right. I've seen that. And that is very, very, very
and
serious.
And this is also the same country that's buying tons of gold.
Right. And how are we going to get any more vodka? Wait.
You got potatoes?
They're making vodka.
China's
in
doing the same
now,
thing, too.
Yeah. India, China, the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China.
Yeah, it, once again.
Are all buying gold by the tons.
So why don't we have any gold anymore? You
because
can't,
we're arrogant.
Because you can't buy it. You can't. Wait a minute. I'm going to change a little bit. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock here on WSOM with Tracy and friends. The number is 347-945-5229. Can somebody tell me why gold has gone up so high and you can't afford gold earrings for a Christmas gift this year? Yet our monetary standard is not built on gold anymore?
Because we passed the Federal Reserve Act.
What's that?
That was the act that took us from an asset-based currency, or a currency based by metals, to a currency based on nothing except hot air and the full faith and trust of the U.S. government. You don't even have your money isn't even
we know
government not, issued anymore.
But my question that I asked was, gold is so high, yet your money is not based upon gold anymore.
That's why it's so high, because it has value and money doesn't.
I'm holding a dollar bill in my hand here, and this doesn't even say U.S. Treasury on it. It says Federal Reserve Note, as in promissory note, which means tax dollars to pay a debt to the Federal Reserve.
Give me that dollar.
Here, they do it because it's just easier for Congress. Congress is not limited in what they can do.
Jeeva,
did you send your
resume in?
No, I'm agreeing with Six. I mean, after him educating me on this whole thing, I have to agree with you guys. Our money should be backed by gold. They're not going to do it because they have unlimited funds coming out of the Federal Reserve, and they get to play Monopoly
Why?
With it.
Why?
Hold on, I just became a
That's
real
That's on
a
both
real
sides. You can't put that all on one side. That's on both sides.
I asked you a question. There's a why to it. So can you tell me why they are not going to do that? And because of the unlimited – why is the Fed giving us unlimited money?
I guess because the chairman is appointed by the President of the United States
and approved by
Congress.
No,
I mean,
you want to know why? Okay, because we are what's called the petrodollar, okay? And because oil is traded on the United States dollar, we have carte blanche, really, from the Fed to do whatever we want to do. But as soon as that's changed, and Russia and China are making moves to make that change every day, along with several of our other enemies in the world, it's going to be over with, okay? And guess what? If they create another currency or go to the euro, if we're not the head of that currency, we are hit.
Hey, breaking news. Did you guys know that George Zimmerman got arrested again over the weekend?
Zimmerman, you know, he's going to kill himself.
You know, can you say Rodney King?
Rodney King.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Back to your conversation.
But Jeff, you're kind of missing the big point on that, though. It takes the relatively the same number of barrels of oil to buy a ounce of gold now as it did 25 years ago. That ratio never changes. All that's happening is our dollar is getting worth less, which is making the American people poorer.
It costs more for both in dollars, oil and gold.
Right.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. You know, this is where I have an issue with all this stuff about gold. Let's get all the facts on the table before we put together theories. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, okay, did something very intelligent 2 years ago this past October. because there's flat out documented is not enough gold in the world to back all the currencies at today's level of commerce into the 50 trillion plus a year that goes on globally. There's just not enough gold in the world to back it 100%. So the
That's
IMF,
why we're looking for it on Mars.
Yeah, so the IMF has set a standard now where no more than 20% of your currency backed by precious metals, gold, silver, or platinum, and the other 80% to help out the poorer countries in the world are other commodities that the world agrees the value of on any given day through the Bank of International Settlements in Zurich, the BIS, and that you can prove you have. So that could be shale oil, natural gas, rice, soybeans, corn, anything that's a commodity. There's about 40 commodities they mentioned, and you can use that to back your currency. As far as this nonsense that the dollar today is only worth 2 cents of what it was 100 years ago, yes, I understand that mathematically because of inflation. But nobody in their right mind is going to say that the average American today lives worse off than people did 100 years ago when they didn't even have even indoor plumbing, penicillin, medical care, transportation, food, and everything
Mike,
else.
Mike,
I agree 100%, but I can say without a doubt that people are living worse off than they did 15 to 20 years ago.
No.
That's because of politics right now. But what I'm saying is the devalued 2-cent dollar you carry in your pocket today gives you a higher standard of living than the full dollar they had 100 years ago when the average guy was working for 8 cents an hour.
You know what? I agree.
Can I chime in on that, please?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, that's true, but I think not-so-blind, Mike, you're conflating our currency issues, our monetary system, with the productivity of society. The productivity in society has it's increased exponentially in the last 100 years. So, yes, in some ways, you don't have to work so hard to, say, buy a pair of pants or whatever or a pair of shoes. So, and that's not because our dollar is so strong. It's because of productivity, because
of the
American
thing. No, I'm not saying our dollar is strong.
It has nothing to do with our dollar. It has to do with our innovation, because we figured out how to manufacture things more efficiently, and that's the reason for that. It has nothing to do with the dollar.
But
now,
the point is, they give us more dollars. The numbers on those dollars are irrelevant. Those are superstitious ancient symbols of value from 5, 6, 10,000 years ago. They're so arbitrary. Who cares? The only factor to determine your true financial status today is how many hours do you need to work to purchase X?
But let me say this.
Hold
on.
Mike,
listen, I am working harder for less.
No, you're not, Tracy. Then give up your car, use public transportation, a trolley, or walk to work. Give up
Seriously, you're working more days for
Mike, listen,
let me finish my sentence and then chime in. How's that? I am working more days to make a profit on the average wage of an American right now. You're working almost like 230 days just to pay taxes and regulations.
Sure.
You have to realize, now we may have more stuff because it costs less stuff. Uh-huh. But as far as actually being able, if we were making the same amount of money, $30,000 20 years would go a whole lot further than $30,000 today. And my mom was talking to me about this yesterday. When you look at minimum wage and how it has driven things, mm-hmm. and in the state of Ohio, we put our minimum wage based upon the inflation inside of our Constitution. So every time inflation goes up, our minimum wage goes up, and it never comes back down. And it's continuing to rise, and it's driving everything. And you wonder why you don't have the jobs.
Can I chime in on this, too?
Go ahead, Matt.
If you look at... Say, and I understand where Mike was going, don't
drive a car and the whole deal. But what you just explained, Tracy, is absolutely true. The dollar is not going as far. And one way that you can look at it is, and I'm not a spender. I don't spend a lot of money on expensive things. But I find it very difficult to save for my kids' future, for college and things of that nature, whereas my father, who did scrimp and scrape, but it was a little easier for him to get by to be able to put five kids through college, where I'm having problems trying to scrimp and scrape to put two kids through college. I have one that I put through, but not through a full 4 years. So it really is through the prices of food, through the prices of income tax and other such taxes, fuel, you name it. There is a lot of stuff where the dollar is not carrying you as far as it did 20, 25 years ago.
And to put it as simply as that, when I was a kid, a dollar could take you a long way for a kid. Nowadays, you can't go to the store with a dollar. You can't buy a soda.
You can't buy a candy bar.
You get a bag of chips, and a bag of chips ain't as what it was back then. You can get a whole big bag. Now you're getting a little bitty bag.
Hey, Tracy.
Steve, a dollar didn't go that far 2 years ago.
In 1963, 50 years ago, because I've just done all this research because of Kennedy's assassination, minimum wage was $1.25, and the average middle American earned $5,400 a year per family. You scale that against a 7.25 minimum wage today, that would mean the average family would be, again, if you base it on the ratio of minimum wage to minimum wage, the average family today, okay, is actually making more money than they were back then.
Oh, my God. Yes, but your dollar is only worth 3% of what it was. No, I'm sorry, 30% of what it was then.
It doesn't matter. You get more dollars. You cannot tell me that today you not receive more dollars in your paycheck than you did 40 years ago.
It's not just about
Mike, wait a minute. Hold on, one at a time. Hold on. Go ahead.
Mike, I have to take issue with you on this because I know of third-generation people that could save money to buy farms.
Yes.
I know these people personally. That is impossible in the monetary system today.
I think we're talking
and
about.
I know a man whose family, he worked for $1.50 a week, and he saved enough money to buy his first farm with cash.
Yes.
So what you're saying is that disposable income is
worth less
than
they are today. There's a higher and better use in society and in the free marketplace for that land.
But see, what
that's
we're saying
is happened.
But let me say to you. Wait a minute, hold on, Mike. This is the issue.
Yeah.
The difference is my dollar, it may be able to buy stuff, but it doesn't give me any yield in
right.
buying longevity.
Disposable income is what we're talking about.
Right. Mike's talking disposable income, and we are talking generate wealth.
Right. Because even in the state of Ohio, when you die, I hope you have either long-term insurance, because if you have to stop in a nursing home for more than 6 months.
You mean when you're sick, when you get sick,
unless you die,
go to the rest home after you die.
So they make sure that you don't have generational wealth.
That's
because everything,
you set it up right under the new rules. The same ones the rich use, they're available to you.
But,
you
Mike, you're not
you
listening.
You don't have
Mike,
anything in
sweetie,
your name past age 50.
Mike,
you're not listening.
Mike, I would like you to.
No,
I have a very good example of this.
You're talking
when
about
I
people who
Mike,
screw
Mike,
up and don't do it right by the new
Mike,
rule.
Mike, when I got out of the Navy in 1986, I went to work at a job at $6 an hour, which was twice minimum wage, roughly. You cannot find an entry-level factory job in Ohio right now that pays twice minimum wage, which is $15 an hour. I'm talking an unskilled floor sweeper factory job.
No.
You're right. You're right, and that's why you don't stay in Ohio if you're starting your life out. You go to South Carolina, where right now the car companies here will pay you $14 an hour to start to teach you the trade of welding in the third poorest state in the union, which means that $14 an hour is high middle income down here. You don't stay where there's a problem. It's like a farmer who just simply stay there in the desert trying to grow a crop. You move. That's what your grandparents did and your great-grandparents did.
No.
Go ahead.
But, yeah, you want me to weld for $14 an hour?
No,
that's crazy.
Start being trained to weld. If you
have
nothing else going
we have,
for you,
and Mike,
it's an entry-level job.
Mike,
no, it's not.
We have companies here in Ohio. Mack Trailer and Alliance will pay you $12.50 an hour if you pass the drug test and the entrance exam to become a welder. Absolutely. But those are not – considered entry-level jobs.
They are entry-level here because they're so desperate they will train
position,
you.
No,
Mike, one at a time.
That same position in 1986 would have paid $8 or $10 an hour.
I doubt
what I'm talking about is...
But we know that everything is geographical, but you have to understand your dollar. You're working hard. My original statement is you're working harder for your dollar going less. Mom,
well, I have a
dad
question.
Hold on, Diva. Dad could go to work, I guess 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Dad could go to work and mom could stay home and raise kids.
Yep.
And they could have one car insurance and have a decent quality of life.
A lot of families could still have two cars.
And have a decent quality of life.
And take a vacation.
In 2013, it is very, very difficult to have the same lifestyle with dad going to work in an average job.
Mm-hmm. And you're making more.
I mean, if you look at what happens, I mean, you don't get the, I mean, when you go home, you're not off from work anymore. Unless you work in a factory. Unless you're working hard labor. When you go home, you don't have time off, and you're not working in a 40-hour week.
And the guys that I know that do block layers and those kind of guys,
yeah.
If mama ain't working, they're working on the weekends, side job.
Side job.
Absolutely.
I cannot tell you how many people I know, and this is probably because they spend too much too, but I know a lot of GM employees, you know, family guys. You would think they have a little bit of education behind them too. That's a file for bankruptcy.
Well, some things are just...
Well, yeah, I've heard that for years, that the Lordstown facility has the highest bankruptcy rate per capita of any manufacturing in the area.
These are guys making $24, $25 an hour.
Well, money,
do
can't,
you know
money can't fix poverty.
Yeah, but it's not. They're not in poverty at all. What they are in is they're in excessive spending because they don't see any other example.
But what I'm saying is
they
could have done that excessive spending in the 70s and 80s. And not been bankrupt.
Well, I agree with you, but not if you look at things like the area politic runs. You can't, if you're not smarter than the area politic, then you're going to.
Well,
look how they vote.
A new pickup truck's $50,000.
But I mean, seriously, look how they vote.
Hey guys.
Yeah, Alex.
You know, we can make more money, you know, or you can get more dollars, but we have to understand though is that. When it comes to everything that actually matters, like the things that you spend money on every day, food, energy, and all that stuff, in terms of our dollars, it's costing us more and more to buy those things. You know, when it comes to food and energy,
that's my point. Right now, you know, America as a whole has lost its disposable income, and you can do without your disposable income. You don't have to go to the movies or out to dinner. But when it comes to putting food on a family, I mean, and when I tell you the way the dollar's going, the way the economy's going, this is next. This is what's going to happen.
I mean,
people are going to start starving in this country.
I mean,
I think
hold
on, Diva. Mike, let me say this. Last night, I stopped at the Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
And I bought eggs, milk, and a box of graham crackers, and it cost me $12. Eggs and milk are something that you buy every week for most people.
Oh, yeah. Milk is what, three-something a gallon, four-something a gallon?
Yeah. Right. Well, so on average, I paid $4 for everything that I purchased.
I don't do milk.
You know the sad thing about milk, though? The really sad thing about milk is the farmer's getting the same amount of money per hundredweight as he was
in the 100 weight, so, exactly. That's what all my dairy friends are telling me, yeah.
So, Mike,
some years.
So do you look at the $12 right there? So if you do that every week, you're looking at almost what, $60?
Yeah, Tracy. A lot of that is because, and this is just a theory that I came up with in the last couple of days. This is just my own thoughts, okay? But I'm looking at stuff. I think they're turning food. I think they're turning hunger into this country into an industry like race. People make money on selling the idea that we're all hungry. Look at all the people on food stamps. No problem. Look, but listen to the radio, all the public service messages for all these food organizations that you can donate for a dollar. They can give somebody 7 meals. And it's becoming like, hold it. If we have all of this going on, all this money spent on hunger by the federal government through the food program, all this money going to private enterprise, private charities to feed the hungry, pantries, soup kitchens, all this other stuff, faith-based, non-faith-based, donate to this food program, that food program, to feed the hungry in the United States. Those commercials, I'm your neighbor and I'm hungry, 1 out of 6 goes to bed hungry in the United States. If all of that is true and we're doing all this effort, meanwhile, you've got the government paying farmers not to grow. We still have surpluses, even in the crops where they don't pay to grow, that the government has to buy back and put in warehouses. How is it that we don't have enough food for everybody? Because
Mike,
that has nothing to do with.
Yes,
that,
it does.
That's,
the government is competing against you for those eggs and for that gallon of milk you bought.
What I'm saying is, I used to be able to go to the store with a dollar or $2, $3, and buy a half gallon of milk, because I didn't even buy a half gallon of milk.
Yes, I understand.
A loaf of bread and a box of crackers. My crackers, if you look at the size and the weight of the crackers that you actually bought, they're less weight for more money.
Yes.
You no longer have a 5-pound bag of sugar. They're under 4 pounds.
You can thank the petroleum industry for that. You can thank the energy industry for that.
But that goes back to the conversation when we said, money is not going as far as you're getting. Hold on. Because he said why. Because you have your government competing against you and regulations and taxes and all these things and minimum wage and all these things are compounded and it's caving in. But no, the American dollar is not going as far. And all they're doing is cutting back on the ounces and playing a mind game with you based upon your dollars when you think you're getting the same amount and you're not.
I met a beef farmer from West Virginia that just happened to be in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. He was fined $50,000 a day by the EPA. And you know what he said? He said, to fix it, in order to fix it, I had to make water go where water was ending up anyways.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. Look at things, and people think this is a joke when I talk about cows and flatulence and what they're trying to penalize cattle. Huh?
Methane gas.
Yeah, $75 a head tax
they
wanted to put on a dairy farmer.
Right,
yeah.
They are penalizing dairy farmers past a certain amount of head of cattle because they flatulate. Okay,
yeah. You're just a bunch of racists. You're against
no
the
way.
President because
and who's the,
not because
oh,
of cow
no.
flatulence, but,
yeah.
but because you just
who ends up paying for this in the end?
I don't care whether it's a brown cow or a white cow. If it farts, it bothers me.
Listen, I am racist against no cow. I love cows.
We had biracial cows on Mom and Dad's farm.
Yeah, there
they
you
were
go.
Black and white.
Those are the ones I know. Two cows.
Maybe it could get elected.
Hey, I got colored eggs this morning, so I ain't got nothing
there
to
you
say.
There you go.
Hear you guys talking about these things, and I'm like, I find it hard to believe that you guys find it hard to understand that the federal government is going to tax anything that they can, and not that they might want to do somebody harm, but they have to raise a lot of revenue
to
pay for
a lot of
these programs that they have.
Not right. People that don't want to work.
You know when this country went wrong?
What?
When we lost the Whiskey Rebellion.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Think about it.
What, Jeff? What'd I say?
Obama has raised taxes up to $3 trillion last year came in that they took in. Now, that's in spite of certain things, and it's also he's really, excuse my mouth, but he's pissing me off with this. We are drilling more oil than we have ever had before. Why are you drilling more oil, Barry? Because of George W. Bush and the opening up of the federal lands that he did, those drill places are just coming in now because it takes 5 years to prepare a place to harvest.
Actually, Jeff, the majority of the oil that's being produced now is being produced on private land. And
absolutely.
The president has nothing to do with that. The North Dakota oil fields
he's
are all
private.
He's
trying to stop
land.
A lot of it.
Well, I'm just saying. The ones that Bush opened up five years ago are performing now.
But if you look at what's happening to the American people right now, does anybody know why oil is going down and gasoline's going down but diesel's staying at the same price?
Supply.
Government regulations.
Right.
Because of government
tax.
I just say because Obamacare is a mess.
No, actually, what they did to diesel fuel isn't even diesel fuel anymore. Diesel fuel used to be like 5-weight motor oil, about that consistency. And with this new ultra-low sulfur stuff, they actually have to put a lubricant in it so you don't destroy the diesel injector pumps in the old engines. I mean, it's all driven by EPA regulation. The EPA is costing this country billions of dollars. What?
Huh, Diva?
Why is gas cheaper? It's $2.91 where I go.
Gasoline is Gasoline is cheaper than diesel fuel because they have changed diesel fuel from a very low refined product to a very high refined product.
Because diesel fuel used to be
less bad.
Why
is regular gasoline going
gas
down?
Out of diesel fuel.
Right. So what I'm saying
it always goes.
Diva asked
why the gas was cheaper. I just said it always goes in cycles. But if you look at the average, an annual average graph, gasoline goes up 10 to 20% annually.
But I remember people screaming gas is now going to be $5 under President Obama.
Yeah.
And gas is always going to be exponentially high under President Obama. It's never going to be cheap anymore. We could say goodbye to cheap gas.
That's
because
he could not. Hold on,
Diva. It's not over. Okay, it's not over because you know prices are set to go up over the wintertime.
Okay, and so your heating bill is going to go up. Your gas heating bill is going to go up about 30-40%, and your electric bill is going to go up about 6%. So once again, I made out because at first it was going to be the opposite. But what Styx was saying about the drilling on the private lands is changing the dynamic of the market. When you have more supply than there is demand, the price goes down. Now, even with what they want to do with this cap and trade, okay, and he's forcing cap and trade.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, he's doing it through the EPA.
Yeah, he just put a bunch of new regulations in through
coal.
The EPA on coal that's going to drive the price. Going to drive even more power plants.
But you can't tell the people this because they're too ignorant to know.
And
they won't listen.
And they keep talking about CO2 as a greenhouse gas when the largest greenhouse gas on the planet is naturally occurring methane from vegetation rotting down.
Right.
Way more tons.
So let's wipe out the rainforest, y'all. Come on.
Well, can't do that.
Activity,
yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Human activity impact on the climate is a popcorn fart.
A who?
A popcorn fart.
What the heck is a popcorn fart?
A popcorn fart's a popcorn fart.
Hold on, stop. Wait a minute.
Fart, you break out the eating popcorn?
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on. You know, everybody got quiet.
Yeah,
what is a popcorn fart?
I've never heard that before.
You never heard that?
No.
A very small and insignificant action.
Oh.
Like the amount of gas that popcorn lets off when it pops.
Oh.
Popcorn fart.
No. I thought you had to eat a bag of popcorn.
We could tax
you
it.
Styx, you shouldn't even said that because now they're going to ban popcorn. That is awful.
Well, if they can't tax it, they'll ban it.
Right. One of those.
Watch
two.
Out, Orville Redenbacher.
Your days are numbered.
Numbered. This is craziness. You know, this is what makes me so upset because we're talking about these things right here, and we do it almost every day. But you know, the people that need to hear what we're talking about and then go do their homework, they're not here, and they won't.
They're here.
No, many of them are not because they're so scared to death to listen to something different than what the progressives telling them to believe in.
Jeff, this is the issue. People are, and I have to say this: we have a great audience, and the liberal and conservative that are listening.
I got you. Yeah,
and a lot of them, we blow their minds and they don't agree with us, but
mm-hmm.
they love us anyhow.
Some of us, right now.
I'm not feeling that envelope of love today.
But I have to say, mm-hmm. what's happening is people want to know, but people have become so they don't know where to go to listen.
No, this is true.
And so I gotta give credit where credit is due because you have to understand there are a lot of other people doing what we do.
They don't have to listen. All they have to do is open their eyes.
You can't. No. Because if you tell me long enough, mm-hmm. you know, when you wear cologne long enough, you don't smell it. It's just you become.
That goes right into the cow flatulence, I guess, huh?
That's right. I never smelled it when I was milking cows. I didn't notice walking in a barn.
Hey,
absolutely.
If you're around
it long enough, you don't smell it. And so what's happening is...
How long is that? Because I worked in a slaughterhouse for 12 years, and I always smelled it.
And Jeff, I keep on telling you, you're special.
Yeah, but no. You smell it. It doesn't affect you or bother you.
If you were, I said cologne. He's talking about all that other stuff. If you wear cologne long enough, you don't smell it.
Oh, I thought you said if you were around cow.
Fix jumped in on my conversation.
Oh.
I said if you wear cologne long enough, you don't smell it.
Okay.
And you become desensitized to the smell. And what's happening is people have become so accustomed to something that they do not discern very well what is in front of them. So they don't see, if you live in a dirty house, you don't know what clean is.
That's true.
And people live in houses and things are just junky.
But what
and
I'm saying,
things
are changing so bad for the worst, you can't not see it.
No. As a matter of fact, there are people who live in houses that have cockroaches, and if you would fumigate the house and take the cockroaches away, the people would feel uncomfortable because they're used to having them there. And that's how a lot of Americans are right now. They're very comfortable where they are because that's all they know. And if you change it and make it better.
But what I'm saying is there's a lot more people that are going to know poverty now than there ever have been.
But that's not the point.
Because of the policies of this administration.
But if I beat you long enough, I'll get mad when you don't come back and beat me next week. And what they've done is they're beating the American spirit down. They're beating it out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Just by everyday life.
So you're saying he was the victim?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But if you keep on changing and keep on going around a different way, you'll change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be able to realize the difference between light and darkness. Because when you first open up your eyes out of a dark place, and your eyes begin to hurt if you turn it on too suddenly. And what happens is sometimes you have to take it very, very slowly from a dimmer going up so that it won't hurt your eyes so bad. So that you can see the light.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to be patient while they go through the process. Because they have dumbed down, they have numbed people so badly, they don't know any better.
So how do we wake them up?
You keep on doing what we do.
Yeah, I guess that's all we can do until somebody does get it. You know, I went through a whole thing yesterday, and then somebody tells, you're just a sore loser because you lost twice. I want to strangle somebody when I hear them say stupid stuff like that.
I can't believe I'm being compared to people like that. And I know
wait a minute. No, you see them. You see them on my side.
Yeah, I know.
These people are ignorant people. They're ignorant. They don't know.
But I keep telling you, I don't know. I may not know.
Yeah.
But you can't convince me that I don't know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No matter what I do. See, here's the thing.
But,
you can see that last week, 38 Democrats said,
"No,
look, I can't do this no more. I want to support you, Brock, but I can't do it. You're my own party. But no. I can't do it because this is crazy now." But you can't tell the supporters that. And they don't understand that 38%.
It's worse than that, Jeff.
I agree.
I'm just saying, these 38 Democrats and whatever Democrats come out in the future aren't saying it because it was wrong. It's because midterms are coming up, okay?
And their constituents were losers.
I have a problem with what they did because they did it for political reasons only,
Hold on, Jeff. Yes, they did. Because guess what? They passed it for political reasons only.
They passed it for political reasons only, but they didn't expect it to be this much of a failure.
No, they did. They didn't realize
it. They didn't realize it.
But what they did do is when they came back and started speaking up, their constituents started calling them in their office.
So by the time that they start seizing our bank accounts and seizing our private property, give an example of what happened in Crete. Okay, so it could happen here. And under the Obamacare law, they can seize your private property and your bank accounts.
For not having health care.
They can do that. Your house, your real estate. Yes. So is it too late when that starts to happen?
Pardon me?
Are we going to idly stand by and let the government take over our lives and enslave us.
Let me, can I say this? And we got about 10 minutes before we have, we're at the end of the day. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Let me say this real slowly. Back, I guess, 5 years ago, President Obama was newly elected. Huh?
I said that was already a little too fast, a little slower. There's some slow people in this audience.
Okay. About President Obama was elected in 08. This is 14. So I want to say 4 years ago when he gave a State of the Union address, and they called out and said, you know, if you want to keep your insurance, you can keep. If you want to keep your health care plan, you can. If you want to do this, keep your doctor, you can. Nothing's going to change. This is going to be for the underserved and the people that don't have insurance and give everybody a pathway to affordable insurance. That's what they said.
Uh-huh.
And they and Nancy Pelosi sat up there in a press conference and said, "Well, we really can't pass. We can't tell you. We don't know what's in the bill until we pass it." She said that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We went through all of this, and no one thought it would come to 2013, to where right now they have the rollout, and we're finding out that they're not prepared. Doctors have not been contacted, and they have not coalesced around this plan because they haven't told them how it's going to affect them. Insurance companies, for the most part, have not prepared for what's going on. The healthcare hospitals are not prepared for this. What's going on? The ancillary medical facilities are not prepared for what's going on. Your mental, your dental, your eyes, none of these people are prepared for what's going on. Nor is the American public. So
can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I need to stop you for a second because part of that's wrong. The all of the medical industry, all the what you were just saying as far as the hospitals, the doctors, and all that, they were forced to go into a certain direction. It's not that they weren't prepared, but by law, they had to go into a certain direction to prepare themselves for what was supposed to happen. Now that all changed and bit them in the butt. I knew
Matt, listen, because the doctors, most private practicing physicians have not had a conversation with anyone about how this is going to affect their practice.
Right.
I've talked to too many. The people who are, because everything has changed, and no one is prepared for the influx of all these people going on to a system off or on. Right now, they tell me if the website had been up and running, all of America could not have been on health care at the beginning of the year, even though they pushed it back. And they knew this going in. They know that this is a real, real mess. This is a real big cluster.
There's leaks
coming out of the
White House right now.
Wouldn't it be their responsibility to get in the know?
There's
as a doctor, as a private practice, in somebody
Diva,
who has
Diva,
a private
it is,
practice.
It is not my job to go seek this out. It is your job as
right.
the person who's getting ready to regulate me to make sure that I have the information needed so that I can comply with the rules.
And certain doctors are getting cut off anyway by the exchanges.
Correct.
Most of them have an R behind their name.
The new tactic that's being leaked through the back door of the White House is that they're letting the word out. That if only 4 out of 5 people who go on to sign up, if PlayWord's 80% success can get on and make the website, they're going to consider the website repaired if 80% can do it. So here's my question to the White House to put out there. If 80% is the acceptable number to say something is working great, then why then do we have food stamps when they're saying only 15% of the people are hungry?
I wasn't talking, Mike, but this is what I was
and
you changed the subject. You changed my whole direction that I was going. Because we were talking about people being ignorant and not knowing. And all I'm trying to do is make the case for what's happening is things come to pass too late. And then they go, oh my God, this is really going to happen. When John Roberts, and I think somebody said that John Roberts really threw everybody under the bus. Mm-hmm. I think that was Larry. Do we really understand what John Roberts did when he said that this could be as a tax in the Supreme Court? We don't understand when you tie your health care to your taxes and you tie all your monetary fees to your taxes, it gives the government, one, big brother, too much authority and tracking over you.
And that's why
exactly.
You need to take advantage of the laws that are in place. Nobody should own a home in their name. Nobody should own a home in their name because if they can only people need insurance, health care. Corporations don't have to have health care. A corporation's property won't be confiscated if that corporation doesn't have a medical plan.
No. Mitt Romney said corporations are people, my friend.
Yeah, they are, but they don't get taxed like people do.
A corporation can't go to a doctor, Diva. A corporation can't sign up for the healthcare.
Nobody voted for the Witch Romney either.
Except
okay,
so people, my friend.
And Mitt Romney did
well,
not say
no,
that, Diva.
No,
that's
just
longstanding
because he said
1632 common law that corporations are recognized as independent entities and given personhood status in all cultures around the world and all societies since 1632 common law, Diva. That's
but
no
as
news.
As I was saying, people need to really understand, and they need to open up, and they need to quit waiting till things happen too late.
But it's going to be too late.
Well,
we can't wait anymore.
I mean, what we've done is we continually make just simply being a citizen of the United States more and more complicated and more time-consuming. Because if what Mike's saying is true, now I have to change the entire way I'm doing business. I have to find a Philadelphia lawyer just so I can protect my house from being seized by an out-of-control government.
You can incorporate it online. It's much better than the president's website.
But I have to say this, and he is right.
He went with the public option. Wouldn't be having this problem. Now it's just an open door for single
Diva,
parents.
Can I say this to you, Diva? What's happening is, even with the single payer option, which is just strictly straight nationalized health care, let me say this to you. That's not what you want either, because pretty soon I have
it.
I told and Diva and President Obama, when as I said earlier, when he said that he was going to fundamentally change America, I don't think people really understood the words that were coming out of his mouth.
That's because you wouldn't let me say socialist early on.
Diva, you don't understand for what you ask, because you said earlier that you got to discuss your treatment with your doctor. In every single payer system around the world, they have a formulary, and the doctor has to do what the formulary says. So if the formulary would have said remove your foot, there wouldn't have been a discussion. They would have removed your foot. Unless you could pay a private physician, unless you had the cash to pay a private physician for other treatment, you do not want you do not know what you ask for.
But,
it would be illegal to remove my foot without my permission.
Diva, they can listen.
You got to leave it on.
Where you can have treatment. But if you know, sometimes you say, well, listen, I'm going to opt out for something else. I think I'll have radiation before you start amputation. You may not have that choice in the future. And what's happening is we don't appreciate the medical facilities and the health care that we have here in America.
There is a reason that everybody with socialized medicine around the world is pushing for euthanasia.
Right.
Every country with socialized medicine has some form of euthanasia on the books. And there's a reason for that. It's called cost-cutting.
That's why you should not have argued against the public option, because the public option...
The public option would have been 10 times worse than what this is. You know why? Because then the government solely would be the one making the decisions. And guess what? They're solely the ones making it in this case, but then they could, without asking anybody, without doing anything, they could impose euthanasia, which they're going to do, because they're going to say, you are old, you are too poor and worthless, that your child cannot live even though you gave birth to it and wanted it, we're going to shut you off, and you get China. You know what they're doing in China, Diva? That's your question.
And
you
that's
know what
not
they're
the
doing
case.
In China?
She ain't got time to tell you that.
25,000 forced abortions a day.
You don't have time to tell
And what happens
that.
If the kid gets born anyway?
You lose all your government assistance.
No. They kill the child. They euthanize the baby. That's what you're asking for.
But they don't care because the babies are not alive. Don't worry about that, Jeff. We kill babies
in
the womb, so you don't have to worry about that. That's why they have abortions.
And what Margaret Sanger wants to do?
But it's something different. She didn't really mean that.
She had
nothing to do with that.
But I mean, and so I really want people to understand. It's going to take a while.
They don't know from what they ask.
But that's okay. We need to continue to talk, and we need to continue to have a conversation. And people need to know that it's not as they seem. And if you don't wake us, if you don't wake up dead, they're going to die in their sleep.
We need to get some people from Eastern Bloc countries in here.
No, they're not going to believe somebody because we don't believe it'll happen here in America.
People that are telling you it's happening because they've seen it before.
It doesn't matter.
They're not going to believe them.
No. I've had people on here from places that have nationalized medicine.
Professor Tu, he used to teach at Clarion University. He flew for the Luftwaffe. And I'll never forget him saying that. You don't think it could happen here?
President Obama said he was going to fundamentally change America, and he has.
Yep.
Marriage is now between two people of the same sex.
That's right.
So how soon before we start burning people in ovens, and who are we going
to
burn?
We don't have to.
The reason,
we don't have to burn you. We kill you
in the
womb.
Yeah,
the
reason I'm,
but you can't
kill you when you're old. But we don't.
But you have to make a law then that you must. You can only have so many.
Well, the
kids.
Complete lie. The guy that crafted the ACA is Ezekiel Emanuel, and he's got a book out called The Complete Life System. Read what he wants to do.
Jeez, man, we're going to be like on Logan's Run. We have to go to Carousel pretty soon.
Yeah.
Well, and
oh, 30 years old, you're done. You're killed.
I don't believe it'll be that scary. America. Let me say this. America doesn't know what it has. We'll just be like the rest of the world. See, there was something special about America that made America great. The problem is we don't appreciate the America that we have. God bless you. Have a good week. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Jeff, you going to start the show?
I believe I am, yeah.
Dr. Carson is going to be here tonight in Youngstown, and so we'll probably be talking about whatever he talks about.
I'm going to see him.
And we will see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you, and have a good day.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for...
Goodbye.